you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Mr. McFeely came over here last night and asked if he could do something fun for me. A kind of secret, he said. Do you have a special something that you take to bed with you? Does it help you to go to sleep when you hold your special something?
Oh.
Now that really feels good. It's furry and brown, and some people like to sleep with it. And there are many different kinds of them in the world.
Oh, look at all the colors on it. Oh, it is big. And you're going to go up in that?
Before you go, there's one thing you need to know. And that's, I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. And we're doing a story on adults who meet kids on the internet for sex. So, if there's anything else you'd like to tell us, we'd like to hear it. If not, you can walk out the door you came in.
And now,
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin DeBeat Show. It is 5:32, and it is Thursday, the 6th of Slutember.
Slut! 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 Slut!
But, Ralph, the casino's right next door. Ah, let's take the tram. That's a good idea. Let's take the tram. But we could walk there in 30
seconds. No,
let's
the tram take the looks tram. Cool.
That's what I thought. I thought great. I wanted to try the experience of the tram.
What's and wrong with the tram?
Well, we caught the wrong tram.
Oh.
It's at midnight last night.
And we ended up in Reno. I don't know how it happened, but we got up in Reno, Nevada.
Oh.
Kevin DeBeat Show broadcasting live from Las Vegas today.
And you've never heard anyone bitch more for 7 minutes than Kevin did when we were on the tram.
Well, Kevin's a very busy man. 7 minutes.
Oh, I could have walked. Oh, we're 20 feet away, and now we're here. We could have walked so easily. Oh, it's so stupid. I hate this.
So we took the tram from the Luxor. It was supposed to come to Mandalay Bay, and it went to the other direction, to Excalibur.
Uh-huh.
So and, we had a sword fight with some knights.
Still in Las Vegas, though, right, Kevin? I mean, it still turns around and comes right back immediately, right?
Technically, I'm not sure if Excalibur is.
No, but I'm saying positive. There wasn't a layover in Dallas for 2 hours or anything like that. It was
no, but we did have to get off the tram and then wait for the other tram.
The express tram.
Yeah.
Okay.
Express tram to Mandalay Bay.
All right.
Yeah. That took a while.
Well, when it's midnight, I guess. You're
every minute
counting
counts.
Every minute, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you know, we get up this time, roughly, every morning to do this little stupid show.
Right.
Never, and I've never gotten used to it. I've been doing it almost 10 years. I still hate it.
Right.
Never does it seem more wrong than in Vegas.
Yeah, it's the opposite of, of Vegas. It really is.
I should be going to bed right now.
Yeah.
You should never have to be up this early in Vegas for any reason.
You unless, can stay if, up.
Unless you're still up.
Right.
Right.
Unless the hooker's banging on the door.
To get out, in my case.
Exactly.
How weird is it for you, Ralph, a guy who always has one eye on the clock when you're drinking, to make sure to hit that last call? You're in a city like Las Vegas where there's no such thing.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking to not be able to take full advantage of it. We were in bed by a little after midnight last night. It just seemed so anticlimactic.
Like, why even come to Las Vegas if you're going to go to bed at midnight?
We were rocking at LAX last night, the big nightclub that Britney Spears opened up over the Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
And we were boop, boop. Kevin and I were bumping and grinding on the dance floor, and I turned to him. I said, we gotta get to bed. We got to get out of here.
Does Kevin still only do the Cabbage Patch? Is that still his only dance?
That's still his move. His
patented
move.
Well, that's my signature, of course.
Exactly.
But
hey, it's Mike back here not having fun.
Mike. We're only talking to people in Las Vegas today. I'm sorry, Michael.
I apologize. I was just curious. I got about 9 text messages from assistant producer Alex saying that LAX was just amazing. Was it as good as she said?
It was pretty cool. Yeah, it was pretty cool. They just opened it, and they put a lot of money into it, you can tell.
I heard $40 to $50 million is what my cabbie told me yesterday.
It looks like it.
And that's not to build the nightclub. That's to redo the nightclub.
Right.
That's just an improvements, $40 to $50 million.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. There's candelabras every which way and, you know, crushed velvet and all these VIP rooms everywhere. And, you know, most of these clubs, when you're standing out in front of them and you're waiting with everybody else, you go, this can't possibly be worth it. You know you're going to get inside. It took you 45 minutes to get inside. You know you're going to get in there. There's nobody in there. Because that's the game they play.
And from the outside, it looks like a bar and a dance floor. You figure that's all that can be inside that space. And then you get in and it's cavernous. It's got a giant dance floor that's sort of a story below the actual club itself. And then it's ringed by skyboxes that you can sit in, look down on the dance floor. They've got VIP lounges where you got your own bartender. It just went on and on and on. We got lost several times just walking around.
How that's do awesome. They do on a Wednesday night?
Packed.
Really?
It was packed, yeah.
Packed. The line was huge to get in.
No kidding. Yeah.
And the dude with the clipboard out in front, he was in control.
Oh, yeah.
The guy with the clipboard. That's
the most powerful man in
any
club, right? It's the guy who lets you in.
But I think it's the second most stressful job only to air traffic controller is being that guy at the door, because you got 19 different lines and velvet ropes everywhere, and he's coordinating traffic and telling people who can go in and who can't and pulling people out of line and letting hot chicks through and letting fat girls stand by the wayside. Mm-hmm. It was spectacular.
Lisa, how'd you feel being hot enough to get in?
I didn't go.
Oh.
Well, Lisa bagged out.
What? Lightning and I came back and had food.
I have to go lay down.
We had food. So hungry.
Producer Lightning, are you telling me you came to Las Vegas and didn't bring me a bell? Is that what you're telling me?
That's what I'm telling you.
Oh, we have no bell?
I can't work under these conditions.
Like, you know his capabilities. He can't change up anything.
You know the Asperger's is.
No bell, no peace.
Did he travel with his own?
No, it's part of the remote kit. I don't bring the bell.
The remote kit.
I'm going to go back to my job mining in Utah before I'll work like this. Are you kidding? Well, that's it. I'm out. I'm going back up to the room.
I wish he was kidding, but he's getting worse that way.
It's Asperger's.
He has the bell every day. If he doesn't have the bell, spins out.
It's very sad. I mean, it's like going out there and saying, I got to pitch left-handed today. You know what I mean? I mean, how to...
Will this work? Why don't you improvise and just say, bing?
We'll use this instead when a hot chick comes in.
Well, that's not the same. That's not going to work.
Mr. T in your pocket.
Quit your jibber jabber. First name, Mr. Middle name, period. Last name, T.
I will tell you something about our hotel, and we're allowed to say where we're staying, right?
Sure.
Of course, yeah. Mandalay Bay. I will say something about that is that I love having a TV in the bathroom.
Yes.
I love having a TV in the elevator.
No shortage of TVs.
Yeah, because, you know, I have unfortunately have a wife, and she, you know, is pretty strict on where the TVs can go. I've never even had a TV in my bedroom at home, for instance.
Really?
So for me, this is awesome. Have a TV in every room. I may move here.
Only Bean is excited to come to Vegas and find a lot of TVs in the room.
Yeah.
You know?
But TVs in the elevator. I mean, that's awesome. You almost don't ever have to go a minute in this hotel without being able to look at a TV, and I applaud that. I mean, that's the way the world should be headed.
Is that what you were doing last night while the rest of us were watching hilarious comedian Bobby Slayton? Were you watching TV?
I like Bobby. I think he's very funny.
How would you know?
I had a very busy evening planned, though. I could not attend.
A lot of time grooming your mustache last night? Well, it took up a lot of your time?
No, my mustache is staying in a different room.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, he's on the 38th floor.
I had
Power 10. I had to watch the Drew Carey Power 10. And then I had some podcasts I was listening to. And I get to bed around 9:30.
Who comes to Las Vegas to listen to podcasts?
Well, I was in the room. That was my entertainment choice. So
that's why you leave the room.
But I want to hear all about Bobby Slayton, the Pitbull of comedy. I know he's coming by today. But Ralph was telling me just briefly, without giving it away, that, man, what a great show he puts on.
Yeah, really, really
funny,
good.
Funny mother effer.
He is one of the best stand-up comedians working. He is just so in control on stage.
Yeah, he really is.
I bet he's got a bell.
Very impressive.
He probably does have a bell.
Yeah.
But you know what would happen if he didn't have a bell?
Tell me.
Nothing. He'd be fine. Be fine.
Yeah. Well,
I'm going to go ahead and work without the bell.
So anyway, so that happened. So we're in Las Vegas, and we have, I assume, an action-packed show today.
Well, sure.
Don't give me no back talk.
We got that.
That's not, yeah.
Today we're going to talk to Rich Eisen from the NFL Network.
Oh, tonight's the night.
Tonight is
opening season, kicks off. Saints versus the Connecticut Hornets.
Nope, I think it's no Saints Hornets versus Patriots, isn't it?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's probably it, yeah. Very excited about that.
I think it's Colts,
that.
Actually.
Is it the Colts?
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You're right.
It's Colts.
Saints, Colts.
Sorry.
Yeah, everywhere you look, there are people, because we're here for the MTV Video Music Awards, but people come here for the first weekend of the NFL, and everywhere you look, you see people in all different, you know, Bears hat and all those shirts and stuff.
When we tell you about going to the gun range yesterday, where we shot AK-47s and M-16s, I don't have to tell you there were quite a few Raiders fans in attendance.
Oh, yeah.
Those were rocking the silver and black.
I don't mind telling you, that's the popular one right there at the gun range.
Yeah. Every other person there had some kind of Raiders memorabilia.
Buying all kinds of ammo and weapons, getting ready for the season.
Yeah.
You got to load up at the end of the season when you're a Raiders fan. You got to get a good, nice pocket knife.
Now, the Raiders fans are the only team's fans that don't have to go to a gun range to shoot an automatic weapon because they got their own.
That's
they got
them
at home. But Ralph's right. They're there stocking up.
Yeah.
They're buying ammunition.
But I think it's like Psycho Mike was telling us. Mike, is it really life in prison just for possessing fully automatic weapon?
From what I understand, in the state of California, it's a life sentence for having fully automatic weapons here in this state.
Wow.
I know that firearms are one of the things that varies greatly from state to state.
Right.
But Yeah, it's bad, bad news in California.
Well, Shooty McCartridge, who was our guide yesterday, he said that too.
That is true. California. Yeah, these guys are serious gun enthusiasts that are at this place, working at this place and visiting this place. I'll tell you that.
Man, was that fun.
We shot a lot of things.
We sure did.
Put a lot of holes in things, didn't we?
Shot the hell out of Osama bin Laden. Just destroyed him.
We had to explain to Kevin, and he was very, very sad afterwards when we told him that he didn't really kill Osama bin Laden. It was just a cardboard cutout.
I was looking for my reward money.
Yeah,
I thought I had it. That.
So the Pitbull of Comedy, Bobby Slayton, stopped
right.
by. What else today?
Kerry Hart.
Oh, yeah.
Got him on the program. He, of course, in Vegas most of the time. He's got the tattoo shop here, and he's going to stop by. He's a cool guy. More tickets for K-Rock's LA Invasion. Got that coming up this morning.
Okay.
And
Psycho Mike, by the way, has heard our game and says no one will win.
Really?
No one will win today.
Now, that's his prediction. That's what you were predicting last time.
I know.
I was the guy last time who said that, look, Ralph, trust me. Just go with me on this one. I know you're skeptical. People are going to get one. This time around, I don't know. It's rough.
It's
pretty tough. She was a very big My Chemical Romance fan the last time we did Cantonese Aroki. And
sure.
So she really had a lot of feeling and emotion going into these songs. This time around, it's a little more iffy.
Yeah, to explain to people what we're talking about, we're having our intern Shaolin Robot take popular songs and translate them into Chinese. And then she sings them in Chinese, and you have to identify them and tell us what song she's singing. But apparently she's having a tough bout with
this
round.
No, that's not good.
So.
That's not
she can't sing worse than Billy Corgan.
How dare
I'm just
you?
Saying. With you?
I'm just saying.
For those of you out there, in Chinese.
For those of you out there who actually speak Cantonese, you get a tremendous advantage. So you know, start dialing now.
Sure. They don't need to start dialing now, as we're not going to do that till the 8 o'clock hour. So that's okay. Probably
they can hold off
5-10 minutes. They should wait. We're going to do a feature today, which I think is I think what our show needs. It's Ask a Gay. We're going
to
do that.
We're going to reach out to the
yes.
homosexual community?
Oh, we are.
Tell you one thing, they don't lean like a homo. I learned that.
No, they don't.
That is correct. That is, never happens.
Nope.
Apparently.
And apparently they have a wide poop stance.
That's what I hear.
I found that about them
right.
as well.
That's what I hear.
We may need to ask a gay about that.
Yeah.
And also President Bush, I don't know if you've seen this, but a new book is coming out where he says that he cries on the shoulders of God.
Frequently. Wow. Apparently he cries a lot.
The Oval Office.
He says, I know I have to put on a brave face when I go out there and face the world, but when it's just me, I'm bawling like a baby.
Hmm. Wow.
Which is, I don't know, not the image of strength you hope for in your commander.
Not
no.
Much.
He's sitting behind the desk
no.
just weeping.
I would think God would be like, get off my shoulder. You're making it all wet.
Seriously. Every day? What's wrong
Enough
with you?
With you. I got to get this dry cleaned.
God has to dry clean his
oh,
clothes.
Oh, yeah. Those you know.
The robes?
Celestial robes? Yeah, they got to be dry cleaned. They'll shrink right up if you wash
them. And God can't control that.
No.
So we got all that coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph. Showbiz beat next. That's the way you need to wake up in the morning, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. That song is the way you want to do it. Ralph, you got a mouthful there. What's going on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lisa, you want a mouthful?
No.
You want some of my muffin?
I'm juggling. That's I don't know what I'm doing here.
I have too many
What's wrong with you, woman?
You went to bed at 9 or whatever.
I did
you have no
not.
Excuse.
I was in bed at about 11.
We are
late
in,
for me.
We are in Las Vegas. We're broadcasting live from the Sportsbook at the Mandalay Bay. And any wagers? Speaking of wagering, what time assistant producer Super Whore Alex is going to show up today?
Well, we left her around midnight. Mm-hmm. She said, I'm going to go down to the dance floor and say hello to my friends. I'm like, okay, sweetie, you go. You have a good time. And she started texting Omar, I think, around 1:30.
Oh, ouch. Okay.
So she'll be rolling around noon?
The over-under is noon.
Yeah. Just in time for all the paperwork she has that we need.
Mm-hmm.
It's 5:52, Thursday morning. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Ah, Luciano Pavarotti.
Oh, I can't wait. He's coming in later today. Very exciting. Talking about his new show opening here in Vegas.
Sadly, Kevin.
What?
No.
He's dead? I didn't even know he was sick.
The tenor, who was known world over as one of the greatest opera singers ever.
And one of the greatest sweaters ever.
Oh, he liked himself that handkerchief, didn't he?
Woo! Man, he would sweat.
He'd step out on stage for the first song and start just mopping his brow.
Yep.
He was like, well, I think it was all the blow that killed him. That's what the problem was. He did so much coke. Actually, no, he passed away in his home in Modena, Italy. He was 71 years old, passed away from pancreatic cancer. Not a good way to go.
No.
But you got to look at a guy like that and go, he lived the crap out of his 71 years. I mean, that's a guy who banged everything,
yes,
drank everything, traveled everywhere.
Ate everything.
Apparently. I mean, he didn't save anything for old age, I'll tell you that.
Wildly successful, even beyond the world of opera. In the early 1990s, he started staging the Pavarotti and Friends charity concerts,
right,
where he would work side by side with guys like Elton John, Sting, Bono. Recorded a bunch of recordings with those guys. Of course, the three tenors.
Yeah.
Most successful classical music ever.
Won the Album of the Year Grammy.
That was the most successful ever, huh?
Yeah. Best-selling classical album ever. The concert by the three tenors. And he holds the Guinness World Record for the most curtain calls at a concert, where you have to come out and bow to the audience.
How many?
Why don't you take a guess? Why don't you guess?
Well, I have no
demanding
idea.
Answers from me.
Almost, you just
I'm
guess.
Shocked that there's a record.
Well, guess.
Almost all 20. Bands. Almost all bands. One is it.
That's the encore. Usually, right. Come out for the encore. You bow again. And you
sometimes
split.
Two.
So he's at a concert. Curtain calls. They would keep a play. He had to keep coming out from behind
five.
The curtain.
How many? Don't make us guess. How many now?
At least it means more sleep. Apparently,
five curtain calls.
More.
Seven curtain calls.
How about 165?
Oh, come on.
165 curtain calls.
No way.
Well, that's not, can't
like
be real.
People are trying to turn and walk
so
out of the aisle.
You say the Guinness World Book of Records are a bunch of
yes,
lying.
165. Yes, 165. That sounds right to you?
165 curtain
at
calls.
At one show.
Most curtain calls
not
ever received
course,
by any performer
not
in
the course
history.
Of a year.
No, once.
See,
I don't believe that.
Who
that's
sticks
dumb.
Around?
I don't care if you believe it.
I'm just saying. Didn't
I'm
happen.
Telling you.
But who
happen.
Sticks around after the 20th? I mean, who doesn't just go home at that point?
He was that good.
He keeps coming out, and everybody's like, oh, man, he's back. Sit back down. Damn it.
Fred Thompson made it official on Jay Leno last night. He is running for president. There's a shocker.
Yeah.
Yeah. He blew off the Republican debates last night, by the way, mm-hmm. to be on Leno to say he was going to be be a candidate for president. So.
That is one way to distance yourself from all the other people who people are confused with running for office.
Yeah, I guess.
By just saying, I'm not part of that group. I'm over here doing my own thing.
I'm the guy not discussing the issues, okay?
Yes.
I'm the guy on Leno.
I'm that guy.
That's the guy you want. So
this is
Fred
for the
Thompson.
Election 13 months away?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Of course, he was the star of Law and Order
sure.
for a couple seasons. A very successful actor, a senator. He was also a lobbyist on K Street, so he's got a lot of history in politics. We'll see how Fred Thompson does. He's got a hot wife too, by the way.
Does he?
Yeah. Guess who wants to be a James Bond girl?
Who?
According to
who is it?
Who? Tell who me right now.
Tell me now. I don't want to guess.
apparently, Misha Barton says she wants to be a Bond girl.
I don't think she's got what it takes.
I don't think she does either. She could be a Bond boy. She said she wants to follow in the footsteps of Eva Green, Ursula Andress, Halle Berry, all the famous Bond girls, told the New York Post that she's setting her sights on the gig and she's wants to talk to producers about how it can make it happen.
It's not just that she doesn't have the Bond girl body, but have you seen her, act?
Well, acting has never been a real prerequisite for the Bond girls.
Yeah. Sort of. However, a lot of them, like Eva Green, for instance, was
no,
great.
Now, more so than ever, yeah. They're starting to actually cast actresses in those roles. But
you know, Halle Berry, people like that have got some chops, but I'm sorry, Misha.
She could have worked with Roger Moore, maybe. But I don't think she could pull it off with Daniel Craig.
Right, exactly.
Lindsay Lohan's got big problems.
Now what?
According to PopCrunch.com, the entertainment news website, her mother, Dina, froze her assets while she's in rehab. So Lindsay has no money.
Why would she do that? She's afraid she was going to get out and run?
According to a friend, Dina thinks she's a serious addict, and she's afraid if she gives her even as much as $20, she'll run out to buy drugs and booze.
How old is she?
She's 21, 22.
Well, how can she do that?
I guess if
she's an adult.
I guess if you can petition the court, you can. Huh. And I don't know what her connection is with her business arrangement with her daughter is either, but apparently, Lindsay's been reduced to hitting up her friends for loans.
Well, that's not good.
According to friends, she's hit up 50 Cent, Damon Dash, and Callum Best, who've all reportedly turned her down.
Oh, no.
All right, just loan me some drugs, then. Just loan. I'll give them back, I promise.
A friend said she explained her money was tied up, but she wasn't even nice about it. She said, I'm good for it. I'll make a huge comeback. I am, after all, the most famous person on the planet right now.
Did she really say that?
That's according to a source.
165 curtain calls?
Yes.
That's what
she had 165 curtain
has
calls.
Has she checked her box office receipts lately? Has she seen what her last three or four movies have made?
I'm reckoning no.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of residual she expects, what kind of check she's going to get from the Georgia rule and the not, I know who killed me people, yeah. but not enough to buy drugs.
Not a lot of resids coming out of there. Justin Timberlake apparently has no plans to embrace a clean living Lindsay Lohan lifestyle anytime soon. E! Online says last weekend when Justin was in Vegas, he said that while everyone else is going to rehab, just give him a refill.
See,
rehab,
so
refill. See what he did there?
He's so tough.
Oh, he plays by his own rules.
Wow.
He's like Gavigan.
He's an outlaw.
Yeah. Apparently, he said also, F the theory that what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. He's going to live that way all the time.
What? You mean he's just not going to tell anybody anything?
No,
no matter where he is?
He's going to do everything, and he doesn't care who finds out.
Oh, okay.
Because he's bad.
What?
He's bringing sexy back, you know.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what
too.
I heard. Huh. Owen Wilson has a lot of visitors. A lot of family and friends who are standing by him during this difficult time after his attempted suicide. However, one friend that his family won't let near him is his ex-girlfriend, Kate Hudson.
Oh, yeah, that was supposed to be part of the problem, right?
Yeah, apparently Kate is desperate to check in with Owen. She wants to visit him, but the family's saying, you know what? Seeing that you're the thing that killed him almost, I don't think we'll let you by now, yeah. whore. That's what they said.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, it's right here.
It's going to be super uncomfortable to have tried to commit suicide and then have friends come over and they want to, you know, cheer you up. They don't want to bring up the wrong stuff,
right.
but it's the elephant in the room and everybody's like, so, how's it going lately?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Seeing anyone?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Makes for some awkward conversation.
More celebrity Vegas news, apparently. Recently here in Las Vegas, inside the Jet nightclub at the Mirage Hotel. We discovered who Drew Barrymore's new boyfriend is.
Dewan,
yes.
Oh, he would be so happy.
I was partying with Drew Barrymore.
Oh, that's tight.
At the Jet nightclub. I put some flavor in her ear. No, onlookers tell the New York Daily News that she was macking out with Justin Long.
Oh.
The dude from the latest Die Hard movie.
Right.
Probably you best know him as the Mac, too, from I'm a Mac, I'm a PC, that guy.
Yeah.
Him
he was really good, that movie, I
he
thought.
Was really good. Yeah. I think he's a funny, entertaining guy, and apparently Drew Barrymore thinks so, too.
Stop resisting before I pepper spray you.
Sorry.
Wow.
That's just the way it is.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I have assistant producer Alex on the phone.
Oh, excellent. He's calling into a station in Los Angeles.
Very nice. Huh. From the hotel we're in Vegas.
Yes, exactly.
Instead of being maybe here with us in the room.
Maybe
in Las
she's
Vegas.
Not in the hotel in Vegas.
That's an excellent
Could
point.
Be.
Yeah. If she followed your advice and got on the wrong tram, Ralph, maybe. Hey, Super Whore, what's going on?
Good morning.
Yeah, where are you? We're doing the radio show now.
Oh, it starts? We're on the air?
Yeah.
Yeah, 5:30 every day.
I should write that down.
Can we guess?
Okay, guess.
I think you don't know. I think you're looking at the inside of a hotel room and you're going, I can't really place this.
No, I'm actually at our hotel. My alarm went off and then I turned it off. I pulled the Kevin. Like, I don't want to get up right now. And I rolled back over and I woke up like 5 minutes ago.
How happy you know Kevin was here on time.
He was.
How does that make you feel?
Well, better considering Ralph is evil and took me to the greatest club ever last night, and I got in at like 2:30, 3 o'clock.
That was a cool club, though, but Ralph and I were there as well, and it turns out we're here.
Yeah, except after you left, it got even more crowded, and another DJ took over, and it got retarded. It was awesome. Yeah.
Well, if it's retarded.
Well, I didn't know that. That was an option.
You do have the retarded pass on the Kevin Bean Show.
Yeah.
Hey, we're here at the sports book, as you know, Alex, at the Mandalay Bay, and the over-under on how many black guys are in your room is 3. Can you confirm or deny?
Ooh, unfortunately, there's 6.
Oh, darn. I just lost
good thing I took the over.
Yeah, I just lost a bunch of money.
All right, we'll see you at about 9.
Okay, cool. See you then.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Wish I could get away with that kind of crap. Lindsay Lohan.
Dude, you can. You can totally get away with it. I have many times.
Just not show up.
What are they going to do, you know?
Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton, Britney Spears. Apparently there's a new member to the drunk, slutty, celebutante game.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Mary-Kate Olsen.
Whore!
Mary-Kate Olsen.
Yes, of the Olsen twins. Spotted in a nightclub Saturday night acting, according to onlookers, in quotes, very erratically.
Acting the fool?
Apparently, she was acting the fool. She was extremely inebriated, according to witnesses. All 100 pounds of her was spotted flailing on the dance floor, grinding against another girl. Then she started making out with numerous men, and bumping into a table so hard that it broke every glass on it.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Good for her.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was assistant producer Alex last night.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so apparently now people are worried about Mary Kate.
Well, you know, she's so small, it'd take like half a beer. She'd just be out.
That's true. I'm guessing she wasn't drinking half a beer.
Yeah.
And more celebrities, inappropriate behavior in nightclubs in this story. Tommy Lee apparently cheesed off some people at a club at the Hamptons on Long Island, New York, last Sunday night. When onlookers say he walked into a joint and began making out with this girl he met there, a young blonde girl. And then he began to, how do we put this, consummate the relationship
really?
On one of the tables in the bar.
Really?
Yes.
All right then.
Tommy.
Yes.
Come on, Tom.
I love you so much. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
You rip.
Uh-oh, table.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, Tommy's people are saying the story isn't true, but... It is.
It sure seems like
it. Seems very
likely.
So
I'm telling you now.
You don't have any idea if it is.
I absolutely do.
Okay. Yeah.
Luciano Pavarotti told me just before he passed. Those were the last words on his deathbed. Tommy Lee did it.
I saw him at Coachella when Rage played.
Pavarotti was at Coachella?
What the?
Are you kidding me?
And surrounded by hot chicks.
Oh, sure.
Just surrounded by them.
He's got the best publicity for a man's penis that's ever been had.
Yep. Right.
That Every video. Girl knows there's no bad surprise when you have sex with Tommy Lee.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays. Singer-bassist Roger Waters of the legendary band Pink Floyd is 64 years old today. Actor-comedian Jeff Foxworthy is 49. Talk about a career rebound. That dude with that BS fifth grader show.
Yeah, no kidding.
Macy Gray turns 37.
Crazy.
Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries is 36. Zombie! Nina Persson of the Cardigans. You remember Nina? Remember when you guys hung out with Nina?
She's so great.
You guys had a good time with her. I remember when she was in the studio, you guys were interviewing
her.
We
laughed.
Oh,
man.
I bet you miss her. I bet she misses you.
Yeah. Oh.
She's 33 years old today. And, of course, Paul Waktar of AHA is 46.
Are we on the AHA birthday list?
All right, AHA. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So ask a gay this hour on the Kevin Amin Show?
Yep.
In the grand tradition of Ask a Mexican and Ask a Black, today we're doing Ask a Gay. That's coming
Excellent.
Up. So all those questions you've had about the homosexuals in and out of your life, now you finally have an opportunity to get
yes.
those questions answered.
I like that.
We figure if we're going to go down, we might as well go out in flames, right?
That's exactly right. And don't think that we're not going to be, even though we're in Las Vegas, on some sort of a conference call with management today after the show.
Sure.
Because that's the way it's going to
work.
See
that cute little brunette sitting right out there?
Yes, I
See
certainly do.
See the dude sitting right across from her?
Yeah.
Boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She made him get up. And come down here.
Are you kidding
me? At 5:30 in the morning. And I was like, why would you do that to your boyfriend? Because he promised. I said, I don't care. You don't make him get... He's just miserable.
Especially since we're on until, I don't know, 10. Why not swing by
she
at,
has
like,
to work.
Oh, I see.
But I was like, how about just catching him after work? You don't make your boyfriend get up in Vegas after he's been up, you know, till 2 a.m.?
And by the way,
it's a bad idea.
And I know we say this all the time, but it's true in this case. Way too hot for him.
Yeah.
Way too hot.
Yeah.
All right. 6:12 on the Kevin and Bean Show. What about our pal President Bush? What about yet another? You know, there have been so many more books written about the president than he has ever read. And there's a brand new one out that is getting an awful lot of talk. It is called Dead Certain, The Presidency of George W. Bush. And one of the quotes that has been pulled that a lot of people are talking about from author Robert Draper is that the president cries a lot. He says, I try not to wear my worries on my sleeve or show anything less than steadfastness in public, especially in a time of war. You know, he's talking about how he understands that, you know, people look to him for strength.
Right.
But when he's alone, he cries all the time on God's shoulders.
I cry on God's shoulders.
That's what he says.
Really?
So we thought we got to find out more about this. And I think from the White House, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, George W. Bush, on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Well, we're fine, but a little surprised by this revelation in the book. And this isn't just somebody alleging this. This is in an interview that you gave. It's a quote from you, so I guess it's true.
Well, I did say it.
Yeah.
I do cry a lot.
Uh-huh.
But if you were me, wouldn't you cry too?
Well, probably, but I don't think that's necessarily the vision that you want the American people to have of you in the Oval Office sobbing. You know?
Do I understand you guys are in Las Vegas today?
We are.
Yes, that's right, Mr. President.
It's incredible technology. It sounds like you're in the same country. I can hear you so good, the whole hookup you got there.
Well, Las Vegas is in Nevada. That's part of the United States, sir.
Sure it is, buddy.
Okay. Here's the quote, Mr. President, from an interview you gave with the author Robert Draper just last year. I've got God's shoulder to cry on, and I cry a lot. I do a lot of crying in this job. I'll bet I've shed more tears than you can count. As president, I'll shed some tomorrow.
I do. I shed a lot of tears.
Yeah.
Sometimes I shed other fluids, too.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, wow.
Excellent.
Wow.
Remember when I was reading that book to those kids and they told us that America was under attack?
Right.
Yeah, I shed something in my pants.
What kinds of things is it beyond something like that that's obviously catastrophic? What kinds of things day to day make you well up and cry at your job?
Favorability polls.
Yeah, well.
Sure.
I can see that.
Those are low.
Sometimes Dick Cheney will shoot me in the face.
Really?
That makes
well,
me cry.
That's acceptable. I would understand
in
that.
In the White House. No kidding.
Sometimes when I'm using the Oval Office bathroom, I'll catch my my tallywhacker in my zipper. That'll make me cry every time.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Sometimes when Laura tells me she's banging other dudes, that makes me cry.
You mean she comes right out and says it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I met Laura there in Las Vegas. It reminds me of that.
Met Laura Bush here?
Yeah, she was a horrid Binion's horseshoe.
Actually, you guys weren't you like high school sweethearts or something back home in Texas? That's the story we've always been told.
Oh, that's right. It's somebody else I met in Vegas.
What's the reaction from your staff, your inner circle, when they walk in for the national security briefing and you're sitting behind the desk with your head in your hands just sobbing?
They're real good about it. They carry a lot of tissues, handkerchiefs,
right,
towels.
Yeah, I think we get it.
Terry cloth.
Right. I think we understand.
Chamois.
Right.
Absorbent paper products of all kinds.
Okay. Hair covered. I guess you got it.
Cotton. Cotton balls.
Sure.
Hair dryers. Put a hair dryer on my face. Dry up the tears.
You need a team. About it. What was the last time you cried, Mr. President?
I guess it'd have to be in the Secret Service that slammed a limo door in my hand.
Oh, that's got to hurt.
I was getting out, and sometimes I have trouble working the doors, so they do it for me.
Right.
And you'd be surprised how much that smarts.
I bet it did.
I imagine. Sure. It wasn't something like poverty or, some sort of disease.
Hell no, I'm not poor. Disease. Why would I cry?
No, I'm saying that you're...
I got lots of money.
Right, but you're responsible for a lot of people, and some of those people aren't doing so well.
It's hardly my fault.
Well, I mean, I think...
It's terror. Terror's on the march.
Right, but it seems like if Americans are having a hard time anywhere, maybe that would make you feel bad.
I can't take all the problems on my shoulders.
Right, but if more people are losing their homes than ever before in the history of the country, maybe that's not just terror. Maybe that's a problem with the finances of the U.S. government.
If you're the kind of person that could lose your home, you should write down your address. So you can put it in your pocket and just know where your house is.
Not what we're saying.
I lost my house once.
You did? What happened?
I was walking down to Pennsylvania Avenue, and they said, that's the big white one. That's yours there. So just ask for directions next time you lose your house.
I think I'm going to cry now, now that I've heard what's going on, Mr. President.
Imagine how the listeners feel.
Yes, Ralph Garman, what are we doing? Are we waving?
I was just waving to former Miss Double December Christie.
Wow, look at that.
Showing up
with
her husband.
That. How about that?
Drinking a Bloody Mary, God bless him.
Yeah, she knows how to do Las Vegas. That's
yes,
all there
she
is
does.
To
we've had listeners coming down here.
I know, it's very weird. Very weird.
Very odd.
We're at the sports book at the Mandalay Bay, broadcasting live today and tomorrow. The reason we're in town here in Las Vegas is for the 2007 MTV Video Music Awards, which are going to be held Sunday night, amazingly, on MTV this year.
How about that?
Yeah. Trying something new. But we're in Las Vegas. We thought we'd take advantage of a friend of Alex Superhorse, who's here. Gay Ryan joins us in the studio. Hey, Ryan, how are you, man?
Good morning. Good morning.
And Ryan is a guy who you live in Los Angeles and Las Vegas. You work back and forth between the two?
Yeah. I actually started... K-Rock 6 years ago.
You worked for K-Rock?
Yeah.
No kidding.
And the amazingly original van drivers at K-Rock came up with a great nickname for me.
K-Ryan?
K-Ryan.
Yeah.
K-Ryan.
How did they do it?
Yeah. Now, did you ever hook up with Psycho Mike at all when you were at the station?
No.
It's a loss for both of you.
Well, it's at K-Rock, it's the bathroom stall. You don't have the multiples, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that's true. It's
yeah.
just the one. You
it's
have
just the one.
Side by side.
I understand.
So you can't have that wide pooping position.
No
poop squats.
Stance.
Yeah, the poop stance.
Well, it's good that you brought up the gay stance of Senator Craig, Ralph, because that's why we've asked Gay Ryan to stop by today, because we all have so many questions. We'll see something like that in the news, and we'll go, wow, I'm not gay. I don't really understand what they're talking about or how that works.
You've ever said that.
When
have you ever said I'm not gay? Come on.
And we thought that's why let's bring Ryan in, who is an expert on all things homo, and debut our new feature in the grand tradition of Ask a Mexican and Ask a Black. Ladies and gentlemen, Ask a Gay.
Well, you can tell by the way he dresses and walks, he's a manly man. No time to talk. He can answer your good question. If it's about the gay relations, it's alright. It's okay.
question to a gay. When you got a question about being homosexual, you ask a gay. Ask a gay. Ask a gay. Ask a gay.
Why is it, this might be a good place to start, Ryan, why do the gays love disco so much? What's up with that?
Yeah, I think it's all the flash.
Is that
the
right?
Rhinestones and the music and the... But yeah, it's a little before my time. I'm more of the circuit kid with the
What's that mean, the
techno,
circuit kid?
Don't, the techno music.
Speak hetero. We don't understand what you're talking about. So is disco still in at all in the clubs?
You know what? The funny thing is that no. But I did go to Earth, Wind & Fire the other night, and that was
really?
One of the best shows I've ever seen.
How about that?
Wind and Fire.
Yeah.
We're going to take your phone calls if you have a question about the gays or the gay lifestyle at 1-800-520-1067. You really work for my personal Lord and Savior, Barry Manilow?
I do.
Oh, but he's so hetero.
Doesn't get much gayer than that.
But he's so hetero. He loves women so much.
Shut up, Bean.
As I've always said.
Yeah, sure.
What?
That's self-serving.
What do you do for Barry?
I actually work for a show, Music and Passion at the Las Vegas Hilton.
My folks went to that, by the way. Loved it.
You're a dancer?
No.
Ryan brought me another copy of the Music of Passion DVD, so I'm very excited about that.
Emmy Award winning.
Thank you.
Here's what I like about us, if I could be so bold. We've been in a lot of trouble with K-Rock lately. A lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Because we did a little song, maybe you heard Lean Like a Cholo, and our parody got us in a bit of trouble.
I thought you guys were going to nominate for Glad Media Award for that.
Yeah. I don't think so. So one guy, I guess we can't talk about that, can I?
No, what are you doing? You're right in the middle of talking about something we can't talk about.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
Backpedal.
Here's what I enjoy about this is that we were told in no uncertain terms, do not offend a single person. So the idea came up, ask a gay, and somebody, Lightning or somebody, said to us, are you sure you want to do that now? I mean, this week? And we were like, absolutely.
Well, we are going to take some calls at 1-800-520-1067. In fact, with Senator Craig in the news so much, why don't we start with that, with line five. We've got Brett on the Kevin and Bean Show. Brett has a question for Gay Ryan. It's the debut question in what will possibly be the last time we ever attempt this bit. Ask a gay. Hey, Brett, you're on the show. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Morning.
What?
What's your question?
I wanted to know, why is hooking up in a stall like a normal process for a gay? I mean,
well,
you know,
let's start with, is it?
Yeah, I don't think it's a normal process.
It's not. And the funny thing is that it's one of those old. I want to clarify. It's not a gay thing. It's kind of an old closeted man thing. It's generally you find. You know, for guys like me, we just go to a club.
Right.
It's not a big
deal.
If
you're out, there's no reason to hook up like that, right?
It's for the confused guys.
It's the confused guys who have the wife and kids at home.
Sure,
and the grandkids and the foot tapping. And, you know, there's a huge hookup spot in San Diego right off the military base. The bathroom stalls down off.
Is that right?
Because these are guys that can't come out.
They can't come out.
Now, the tapping of the foot, is that?
Yeah, it's legit.
It is legit.
It is legit.
How did that start? How did people know? Oh, he's tapping his foot. That must mean he wants me.
I have no. I mean, that's something from back in the 40s.
What if you're next to a guy who's just nervous or something? Doesn't that lead to a lot of confusion?
Well, as long as he doesn't lean back and pick up toilet paper behind the toilet, he's fine.
Yeah. How do you learn the gay foot tap? I mean, is there a coming of age ceremony where you get to a certain point where they hand you your badge and give you the secret handshake and tell you all the clues and all the hints? Or I mean, how do you learn about stuff like that?
Would have made life a lot easier.
No. Sure.
I don't know. Like I said, that's such an older. I mean, I was very fortunate where, you know, my parents were very open minded, very cool. I actually had a drag queen as my godfather.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
So
for me, it was. I never got that manual.
You were always going to be gay from the minute you were born, pretty much. Okay. You almost didn't have a choice, right?
Yeah.
One of those kind of deals.
Tapping his foot since he was a kid.
All right. Tapping on the belly.
Let's take one more before the break, and then we'll come back with a bunch more calls on Ask a Gay. Ricardo is in Chatsworth. This is a great question. I'm so glad we get this on the air, and we can ask it because we've often had this conversation off air. Ricardo, good morning. Welcome to Ask a Gay on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Yoo-hoo. Good morning.
What's your question for Ryan?
My question is the receiver more gay than the pitcher, or is it even?
How about that?
No. Yeah, I think it's more just a matter of preference. And actually, I was hanging out this weekend at Sacramento Pride with my clients, and we had a bunch of straight gay porn stars there.
Right.
And a lot of the straight guys
straight
at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Gay for pay.
Gay for pay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big phenomenon in the porn industry. Guys
really?
Who do it just for the
and
money.
They make a ton of money.
Yeah. And do some of those guys, do they have a preference as to whether to pitch or catch?
Yeah, for them, it's a job.
It's just a job.
Yeah. I read an article about Iran.
It's a painful job.
Yeah,
it's a
good job, nonetheless. I read an article about Iran and how it's so taboo for guys to be with girls that they turn to gay sex a lot because it's, you know, it's just kind of they have to have sex somewhere. But in that society, the catcher is way considered the lamer of the two. Yeah. Like, if you're pitching, you're not really gay in Iran.
But that's a status thing, too. It's like in prison, you know. The guys who bottom right. in prison are considered just lower on the totem pole and the status pole more than it is a sexual thing, really.
Gay Ryan, we've been on the air with you for 7 or 8 minutes now. Are you already in your mind composing your complaint letter to the advocate about the Kevin Amin show? Or so far are we doing okay?
You guys are doing okay.
So I think this is the least offensive thing we've ever done about homosexuality.
It is.
Because it's actually informative and it's interesting. And Ryan, I think, is a great example of a masculine, handsome homosexual.
Oh,
guy.
Mike is so jealous to not be here right now. Are you kidding me?
As opposed to the mincing stereotypes that you guys are always trotting out on your radio
us.
Show.
That's
which
us.
I find personally offensive.
Yeah, Ralph never does the funny gay voice.
That's right. I don't, and I never will.
I find that offensive as
long as Ryan's in the room, I will not do that.
6:34, we'll take a quick break and come back with more Ask a Gay on the world famous K-Rock.
All right, we're live in Las Vegas at the Mandalay Bay Sportsbook. We have Gay Ryan in the studio with us. Ryan, friend of the show. We're doing our new feature called Ask a Gay, and everybody has those questions. Lisa, you had one you wanted to get to before we go back to the calls.
Yeah, we always talk about pitching and catching when
right.
we talk about gay couples,
sure.
but I have some gay friends who've been together forever, and they say they don't do that. They don't pitch or catch. It's just oral.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a prerequisite that you have to do any sort of position. I mean, there's some women who don't have to, but take it up.
Sure. We got to be careful.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's, you know, it,
so that's
sex is
not,
one of those, no. Sex is one of those things where it streams from fetish all the way up to, you know, there's still conservative gays.
But, I mean, would we be surprised by the number of gay couples that don't have any kind of, you know, intercourse at all? I mean, is that a large percentage?
I mean, would you be surprised by the number of straight couples who don't have intercourse at all?
Not if you're married.
And I have one quick question before we go back to the phones, too. Have you seen the new Zac Efron pictures on TMZ.com this morning?
God.
Have you seen those?
I actually have an automatic Google search.
So
at the end of the day, I get
so
my
Beans.
Zac report.
I do.
I'm not kidding you.
My sweet Zac. Now, Psycho Mike, who's...
Why don't we just do Ask a Gay with Bean?
No, kidding.
Why do we need Ryan?
You don't need Ryan.
Psycho Mike, who is our, you know, our gay token on the show, he says that Zach, my sweet Zach from High School Musical, is too gay for gays. He says that he's too girly for most homosexual men. What do you think, Ryan?
You know, and I've heard this from women too. Zach is just pretty. He's right, not yeah. even, you know, it's not a gay thing. He's just a pretty person.
Is he not manly enough for a lot of gays? Is that what it is?
He's not a leather bear for sure. No.
He sounds like a mythical creature, like he lives in the woods or something. He should be riding a unicorn.
Well, let me ask this question, because Bean has been obsessed with High School Musical 2, and there's a hot chick that's the lead.
Yeah, Vanessa Hudgens.
Bean spends his entire time talking about his sweet Zach.
Because Vanessa Hudgens stands between me and my sweet Zach. How can I root for her? Are you kidding me?
Now, there's two options. One is he's just saying that to get a rise out of people, so to speak.
Right.
And the other is that he's gay, right?
Possibly, yeah. He could be. Was it? What do they call it?
Zanessa.
They call it Zanessa. He wants to be part of the. What would your nickname be for your couple?
Oh, I don't.
For you and Zach.
They're not together.
Oh.
They're not together.
I don't know.
Don't say that about my boyfriend.
Zine.
They're not together.
Zine.
All right, let's get back to the calls. Let's go to Chandler. He's in Mission Viejo. 1-800-520-1067.
Chandler.
If you want to ask a gay.
Could he be more on the phone?
Chandler, hi. You're on with Gay Ryan. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Hey, Gay Ryan.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's your question?
Question for Gay Ryan.
Go ahead.
Are gay black guys actually bigger?
Oh, well, now that's interesting.
Interesting.
I don't
gay
know.
Black guys bigger.
I'm assuming it's the same across the board. I've never been with a black guy.
I think so.
Yeah, it's.
Have you wanted to? Can we hook you up with
they're,
that?
They're just gifted
on the phone across the board.
Is being gay in the black community still pretty taboo?
It. You know, it's funny because in LA there's a gay bar called The Catch, and it's normally when you go to, you know, regular gay clubs, it's just kind of a mix of people. But when you go to The Catch, it is there's a dominant man and an effeminate man.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually normally kind of set up like
couples.
Yeah, it's
right.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Mm-hmm. Let's thank you for the call. Let's go to Dave. He's on line three calling us from Placentia this morning. Dave, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show with Gay Ryan. Ask a gay. Go ahead.
Hey, morning, guys. Lisa May.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Hey, I got a quick question. We can all agree that gay men like other men, correct?
Yes.
I don't know. I have to source you on that.
Okay. Pretty safe.
I don't think we're going to argue about that one.
Okay. Why is it, okay, if that's the case, then why is it that so many gay men act so feminine?
In other words, why aren't they both macho? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why does it have to be a femme one and, like you said, a dominant one?
It doesn't. I mean, there's there's couples where you definitely see that there's two very masculine guys, or there's, we call them bumping bottoms, where you see, two very effeminate guys. And then, you've just got your mainstream couples.
Which are you?
Fall right in the middle there.
Right in the middle.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you for the call. Hey, what about, I can tell we're going to run out of time. We're going to have so many questions. We'll have to do this again sometimes. What about in 21st century Earth, what makes a guy like Anderson Cooper, who's very smart, very well-respected, admired around the world professionally, why would a guy like that stay in the closet if he is, in fact, gay, as most people suppose? What do you think that's all about, Ryan?
You know, I think just for the fact that he's in the media and the majority of the country's not comfortable with homosexuality still.
We forget L.A. is so different.
Really?
From
yeah, we live in our
people watching CNN. There are people in Missouri watching CNN who would not watch Anderson Cooper's show because
where
he's
at.
You got
to know there's
still
Atlanta.
An enormous Atlanta. Amount of prejudice against homosexuals in America. Bean, you got to know that.
Well, I do, but I guess it just seems so Middle Ages that a guy like that would have to be in the closet in his position in 2007. Just to
look
me,
who's
just,
talking.
You can't come out on the island.
Let's do one more, and it's Brittany, who is a lesbian caller. Brittany is calling us from Corona with probably the all-time number one gay question, so we want to make sure it's included. Brittany, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show with Gay Ryan. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Brittany.
Ding.
I just wanted to ask, because myself personally have never truly been able to answer this question, but is being gay something you feel that you've been born with, or something you just kind of waited
for certainly.
Your life?
Yeah, hands down. Hands down. I'm one of those oddball gay Republicans.
Wow. You're a self-hater, dude.
And so I would have never chosen when I grew up to be gay. But now that I'm more comfortable in my skin, I wouldn't have it any other
way. As a gay Republican, you like Bush then?
Oh, stop it.
See what you did? President Bush.
Does it shock you that there are people who still think it's a choice, Ryan?
Yeah.
I mean, those are people who just don't know anything about.
Yeah, and again, I mean, you've just got to reverse the question. Are you choosing to be heterosexual?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's the whole sex with guy thing.
Yeah.
That's a turnoff for me.
Yeah.
Well, so that's the point.
There it is.
And that would be just okay.
That would be a signal
So I'm not choosing it then as well.
Right.
Wasn't it our friend Jimmy Kimmel who said, except for the sex part, being gay would be the perfect lifestyle? It'd
Absolutely.
Be so great. There's so many things about
same
it
with Psycho Mike.
Aspire
same thing.
To. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, Brittany, thank you very much for the call. Well, guys, what do you think about round one of Ask a Gay? I thought it was a lot of fun.
I think it
all depends on the person who's answering the questions, and in this case, Bean, you answered them very well.
I think Ryan was our expert here. Well, look, if they allow
Ryan
us,
had some questions for Bean about being gay. We'd like to ask him off the air.
The way this week has been going with corporate, if they allow us to come back and do any more Kevin and Bean shows, maybe we'll have to set this up for another time.
You know what? We finally just said, F it. If they're going to fire us anyway, let's
do what we want to do.
I heard there's a replacement lined up. Jerry Lewis is supposed to come in.
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard this.
Nicely done.
Very popular with the community, right?
You illiterate son of a bitch.
Thank you, Ryan. 6:49. We'll be right back with Ralph.
When you got a question about being homosexual, will you ask a gay? Ask a gay. Ask a gay. Ask a gay.
Rich Eisen, lead anchor for the NFL Network, joins us just after the news at 7.
Oh.
Tonight it's Colts Saints. It's football that counts.
Oh.
It's football you can bet on. And we're here in Las Vegas at the Sportsbook at the Mandalay Bay. Ralph, you could walk out right now and put money down on tonight's game and have it count.
Can you stop making that noise?
I love football so much. I'm so glad it's here.
I know.
I feel like it's been 7 years since the last football season.
It feels like it because all there is baseball for 6 years.
Which is the best sport in the world. All right. It's 6:57. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat live from Las Vegas. What's going on, Ralph?
Speaking of football and celebrities, yesterday Denzel Washington's son JD got cut from the St. Louis Rams. But he still has a job because they signed him on to the practice squad.
No.
So he is a professional NFL football
player. I didn't know they had a separate practice squad. That
all the teams do.
So you're considered an NFL player even if you're only on the practice
squad? You don't get paid starter money. But if you're not on the 53-man roster, they can put you what they call the practice squad, which they just use those players during practice in different combinations when they work out. But it's a way to be retained by the team so they can still check your potential and perhaps move you into the team at a later date.
They want to have you prepared on the bench ready to go, too. Know what's going on.
In case there's some like career-ending injuries or
that makes sense.
Somebody has to go on IR for the season, they can pull somebody out of the practice squad and put them on the team. So Denzel Washington's kid, a pro football player, according to TMZ.com. So that's got to be good news for the Washington family.
Sure.
I remember Denzel Washington doing an interview about it, saying, you know, how exciting is he? He goes, look, whatever with show business, I make movies, whatever. My kid in the NFL is the coolest thing in the world. That's like the biggest thing that ever happened to our family.
That and his dogfighting ring.
Oh, stop it.
Well, you know how they are.
Did Katie Couric sleep her way to the top or to the middle if you're looking at her ratings over at CBS right now?
To the bottom?
There is a new book, a tell-all book, being written by a guy named Edward Klein called Katie, The Real Story, which claims that she got to where she is by being on her back.
Whore! Really?
Is she hot enough to have done that?
She's a woman, right?
Yeah.
There's going to be some guy, yeah, someplace, in some position of power who That's is true. Willing to give up something in order to sleep with anybody.
Hey, Lisa keeps this job.
No
I mean,
doubt.
I'm just saying.
How do you think that happens?
It's a great job.
She doesn't put out that air, does she?
No, I mean, she doesn't.
No, seem I don't like really buy it. No,
according to the book, she bedded a married CNN executive to further her career while over there, and then moved on to a married PR guy for the Miami police and used him as a source when she was a reporter down there.
Well, that's just good detective work.
That's what that is,
you know
right
what I mean?
There.
Some people will say it's just trying to tear down a successful, bright woman who's worked hard to get where she is. But
once again, look at the ratings and then put quotes around successful. Kevin Federline is using Britney Spears' parents against her. This is a great move on his part. Either he's got great people around him or he's a devious little mother effer.
He's got great people.
Yeah.
He was going off to shoot One Tree Hill in North Carolina, and he had the kids. So he asked Lynn Spears to watch the grandkids. And you know Britney hates her mom right now.
Right.
So that's got a stick in her craw.
So Britney doesn't give her mom any access to the kids, but K-Fed does.
Kevin does, yes.
Wow.
Meanwhile, In Touch magazine reports that Britney is planning to use Kevin's partying, his love of the ladies, and his large living lifestyle against him in court to get the boys, because this hearing is right around the corner. We're going to start seeing them sling the mud at each other.
Oh,
so,
man.
Please put that custody hearing on TV. Court TV, are you listening? We need to see this.
Whatever, pay-per-view. I'd be all behind that.
Oh, I'd love Britney on the stand.
Speaking of the wild children of Hollywood, Hayden Panettiere is trying to fight a perception that she is a hard-partying girl like Paris Hilton and Britney Spears. Lately, she's been seen hanging out at the clubs. She's actually been seen partying with Paris Hilton on one occasion. She's singing on stage with that that band, the TV band. Band from TV.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She sings for them. But she says despite those high-profile appearances, she's really a good girl who just works hard and tries to stay positive. She's not in danger of spinning out of control anytime soon.
Look, whatever Hayden Panettiere wants to do is fine.
Yeah. Anyone who says otherwise, by the way, has me to deal with.
Yeah. she sets the standard for what's acceptable behavior. Whatever she does is what you should be doing because she's perfect.
A lot of celebrities are pimping out weight loss products right now. You know, Kirstie Alley and who's the other little fatty?
Valerie Bertinelli.
She's doing Jenny Craig.
Right.
Jenny McCarthy's currently pimping Weight Watchers. And now Nutrisystem has a new celebrity spokesperson, Tori Spelling.
She's lost all the baby weight, it looks like.
Apparently, she had a hard time dropping the 30 pounds she gained when she got pregnant with her baby.
Huh.
She said thanks to Nutrisystem, it came off. In fact, she says she's lost 28 pounds just between her boobs. So that cavernous cleavage is as lean as it ever was. So we get to see that chest bone that we all have come.
Those are the worst boobs money has ever bought, aren't they?
It's the worst boob job.
Well, she couldn't afford it. She's on a budget. Oh, wait, she has all the money in the world.
Speaking of getting fat, Joel Madden of Good Charlotte is apparently gaining sympathy weight for his pregnant girlfriend, Nicole Richie.
Awesome.
She's getting bigger, and he's getting really bigger, according to In Touch magazine. Plus, he just quit smoking because he's going to be around the kid.
Uh-huh.
So he's just packing on the pounds.
He's a homo.
It's the fat one.
Yeah. Good Charlotte didn't have enough strikes against him.
Is he going to quit Good Charlotte, too, for the kid?
for the benefit of the child, he really should.
I'm a huge tub of lard.
Now that America's Got Talent's off the air, I wonder what the number one show is in America these days. Nielsen just released their ratings from last week. Here's your top 10 TV shows. Rules of Engagement, number 10.
And that is
a show on television. That's all I know.
Rules of Engagement?
I have no
Lisa,
idea.
Lisa, you're the person who likes that.
You watch every show that no one else is watching.
It's a spinoff from Brothers and Sisters, right, Lisa?
No. I don't know what it is.
But
I'm going to find out.
All right. Rules of Engagement.
1-800-520-1067 real fast if somebody knows what that is. We'd like to know by the end of the showbiz report.
Number 10.
Where's Dave the King of Mexico when you need him? Isn't he just DNN?
Yeah, usually he's...
Listening, Dave? Tell us what Rules of Engagement is.
Anyone, seriously.
Number 9, CSI, of course, perennial top 10 show. The reruns of House are doing well. 8th in the list last week. Big Brother 8 was number 7. People are still watching Big Brother. Can you believe it?
DNN says it's the one with David Spade and Patrick Warburton.
Oh, that sitcom.
That sitcom is called Rules of Engagement.
Wow. I didn't know that was still on.
What a terrible title for a comedy.
Okay. Top 10.
Dude.
Power of 10.
I saw that last night.
Great show. The Wednesday night edition was number 6 on the list last week.
By the way, we're in Las Vegas, and Beaton saw that show last night because he was in his room all night watching TV.
Yeah, we went to see Bobby Slayton do hilarious stand-up comedy at his theater there at the Hooters, and Beaton was watching Power of 10 on television.
Yeah. Contestant had $100,000, risked it all to go for the million.
Don't care.
Was wrong.
Don't care.
Walked away with nothing.
Really don't care.
Did we do something where you thought we cared?
By me saying repeatedly, I don't care, that made you think I wanted more of your story?
Apparently America also enjoys the Power of 10 with our friend
but
Drew
But not
Carey.
When they're in Las Vegas. By the way, we saw Bobby Slayton last night. From the stage, he gave us a shout-out. Hey, thanks to the Kevin and Beat. Well, really just Kevin. Yeah. F. Bean.
Yeah, F. Bean. Forget him. You're going to get it when he comes in today, by the way.
Well,
you better wear a flak jacket.
It was a new Power of 10. I didn't want to miss that.
Criminal Minds, number 5 on the list. CSI New York, number 4. CSI Miami, number 3. All 3 CSIs in the top.
Yeah. Wow.
Power of 10, the Tuesday night edition, was number 2.
This is what I'm telling you, people.
In
I want you to listen.
Last week. And number 1, reruns of 2.5 Men. Number 1
really?
Show in America.
Number 1!
Freaking Men.
Wow. Well, we're talking about terrible titles for sitcoms, by the way.
It's all beyond me.
I don't think that's anywhere near as bad as you think it is, Ralph. But number 1? That's the number 1 show, a rerun.
Yes.
Wow.
If you think about being young and having fun, what aroma reminds you most of those times?
Fish.
Fun. Thank you, Psycho Mike.
Fish. Halibut. He likes halibut. He's a big fan.
Well, according to the Los Angeles Times, it is the scent of frosted cake. Freshly frosted cake.
Nothing better.
That scent is the scent most people connect up with their childhoods.
That's a good scent right there.
Okay.
And so they're using that.
I'm sorry, Gene Simmons?
Yes. When I think of an aroma that makes me think of good times, I think of the scent of a freshly frosted face.
Oh, Gene.
Wow.
Thank you, Gene.
Apparently we didn't go far enough away from L.A. to get away from Gene Simmons.
No. So anyway, the Los Angeles Times is going to do the first time ever in their newspaper have a full-page scented ad.
Really?
Where the ink will be scented to smell like frosted cake.
Well, that's stupid.
It will run in the Sunday edition this weekend for the new movie, Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium, starring Natalie Portman and Dustin Hoffman.
I'll be honest, I don't speak moron. Do either of you speak moron?
No, I don't. I'd rather have a scratch and sniff full-page ad that smelled like Natalie Portman.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what I'd like to go for. Just all Sunday, I just have my face buried in the calendar section, just sniffing Natalie. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, we do.
Hey,
Ralph.
Look at me. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know what you're saying.
All
I'm
right,
sitting right
then.
Here. I can hear you.
Sniffing Natalie, by the way, is playing LA Invasion.
They're very good.
Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium, apparently a children's movie.
It looks good.
About a magical toy store that Dustin Hoffman runs, and he chooses Natalie Portman to take over the store for him.
Kevin, you know no one plays ping pong in this one, but you're still in?
It looks good.
You'll still go see it?
Everything comes to life in this store. It looks really creative.
And lastly, members of Alice in Chains are so proud of their all-acoustic set that they did in Milwaukee on August 21st that they're going to release it fully as a CD.
Fantastic.
They've never had a live CD before.
That's not true.
Okay. And this story's lying
to
me.
They've had at least 2. I know they had a regular live album and they had Unplugged.
Well,
so,
there you go.
Yeah.
This story
but this
is
their,
incorrect.
This is with the new lineup, though, with the new lead singer. This
maybe that's what they're talking about then. MTV.com says, of course, the classics, Rooster, Angry Chair, Heaven Beside You will all be there. But they did a cover of Elton John's Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy.
Interesting.
The Brown Dirt Cowboy, by the way. That sounds like a question for Ask a Gay.
Yeah, save that.
There's no release date for the live album as of yet, but apparently it'll be out shortly, so you should check it out. Let's take a look at the celebrity birthdays, shall we? Foxy Brown, the rapper's 28 years old today. Macy Gray turns 37. Jeff Foxworthy, host of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, is 49 years old today. Legendary singer-bassist Roger Waters, the driving force behind Pink Floyd, is 64 years old today. And Michael Winslow is 49 years old today. Does Michael Winslow ring a bell to anybody?
Sure does.
Yeah. No, who is that?
He's the black dude from Police Academy. He makes all the noises with his mouth.
Sound effects with his mouth, sure.
Oh, no, here comes the cops. They're firing at us. It's a helicopter.
You hire him if you have no production budget.
That's right. Just does all the voices. Lightning is dying to say something in my microphone. former K-Rock
really?
DJ. Yes. Shut up.
Yes, part-timer.
They're threatening to fire us, and they hired Michael Winslow?
Yes.
How do they fire him and keep Rodney is a better question, by the way.
That would be Sunday nights. I'd listen to it.
Yeah.
Michael Winslow is doing Winslow on the Rock. Now come up. Here's Blondie. He's 49 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ralph, a little bit of a man crush happening for you this morning. I know you're excited about our next guest.
I think the only guy who's probably happier that the season is finally starting besides me is the guy who is the anchor of the greatest coverage for the NFL on all of television. It kicks ass. Forget ESPN. Forget your local sports news. I'm telling you, these guys are the best. And I'm not just saying that because he's on the phone. I just love this channel, the
Sounds
NFL
like you're
Network.
Talking about our friend Rich Eisen back on the Kevin DeBede Show on K-Rock and just in time for the kickoff of the football season tonight. Hey, Rich, how are you, man?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing? I appreciate the kind words.
We're so excited to have football back because because those of us that aren't baseball fans, I wish I was a baseball fan because you go through such a down period of just nothing going on.
Hockey goes away.
Hockey's gone. Basketball's gone. And now football's back. It seems like forever.
Yeah, it does, you know, and the fact that we're playing a game tonight and we've been talking about games as opposed to any other silly stuff is just refreshing, and I can't believe it's finally here. Every year that, you know, every year that people put on pads and helmets for the first time, it's just refreshing to see, and this is becoming sort of like a tradition. Like, I can't kick a season off without being on your radio program.
That's right. Well, we appreciate that. And by the way, the NFL, I think, in recent years has started to take the start of the football season more seriously. And every year they come up with another big primetime special where they have, you know, Faith Hill is out there singing and stuff tonight. I mean, they're really doing it up big time.
We got John Mellencamp is going to be here tonight as well. And Kelly Clarkson will be out there on, I guess, Monument Circle here in Indianapolis. People are just fired up. This is the first world championship in sports that this town is celebrating since the Pacers won the ABA in 1973.
Wow.
So, you know, since there are people walking around in afros is the last time that they were.
So can you feel an actual, I mean, the Colts have always been so popular in Indianapolis, but now you got to figure a bunch of new people have jumped on that bandwagon since they won the Super Bowl. It must just be electric in that city this morning.
It is. People are, they're nuts. And, I mean, Peyton Manning could definitely run for mayor. I mean, they named a children's hospital after him yesterday. And
wow.
Which, I mean, that pretty much says it all. There's something called a Peyton Manning Children's Hospital at St. Vincent's here now. And he is the man in this town. And tonight, I've never, you know, the only time I've ever been in this stadium, the RCA Dome, is for NFL Network's coverage of the Combine when there's hardly anybody in the building. You know,
what's the Combine? I don't know what that is.
The college Combine, every year in late February, all the top prospects from college come and they run around cones and in shorts and run 40-yard dashes and lift weights for scouts and coaches who sit in the stands and watch them.
So you're getting excited right now listening to Rich? Does that excite you, Bean?
Yeah, in fact, there are the spandex is the order of the day for a lot of people.
Yes.
Yummy.
Hey, Rich, speaking of, this is a little bit of an aside, and I'm famous for this, and I'm sure I'll get lambasted for bringing this up.
Well, then don't!
As a University of Michigan alumni, how are you feeling this week after one of the biggest upsets in the history of college football ever?
Well, funny thing is, I'm still drunk right now.
He hasn't sunk in yet.
For folks who don't know, University of Michigan, one of the most elite teams in all of college football, and something called Appalachia State beat them, I guess?
State,
Appalachian, yeah.
I have been on a Nicolas Cage leaving Las Vegas like drinking ever since that day.
Yeah,
it's,
that hurts.
It's one of the worst losses that the school's ever suffered. And, you know, I mean, we got beat. That's just the bottom line is we got beat, and now we got to just deal with what do we do from here.
Sure, and, yeah. It was certainly shocking.
And I know, and I've heard Ohio State bookstores are getting Appalachian State shirts in to sell. So, I mean,
it's
space in every possible way for a very long time.
What do you mean, where do we go from here? You dismantle the program, clearly.
Take it apart.
Some people are saying if they fire the coach, who should they hire? And I'm like, how about Appalachian State's coach?
Yeah, that's the guy you want.
This is Rich Eisen on the line, the lead anchor for the NFL Network. We're talking about the kickoff of the football season for real that counts tonight. We're talking pro football. Now, what's different this season for the NFL Network versus last year? I know every year you guys expand and improve. Yeah. What can we look forward to from you?
Well, this year, speaking of college football, we have a college football show on every day now at 3 o'clock out there in L.A., and it repeats again throughout the night. And We also are adding one extra NFL replay game. We replay the best games from the previous weekend.
I love that. That's where you put the music to it and the announcer. Oh, I love
moves
that.
Moves it along.
How long is it? It's like an hour?
It's an hour and a half.
Oh, I love that.
And, you know, we add NFL films, sights and sounds, and post-game analysis, and it's basically like watching a game again on TiVo with a little extra bells and whistles to it. And we
and none of the downtime. It's just moves. The pacing is fast. It's great.
We're adding a fifth one of those. We're adding it on Monday night, so it's going to be immediate. Like whatever great game was on Sunday, boom, you're going to see it again on Monday.
Now, Rich, we're at the sports book at Mandalay Bay, and I'm looking at the pro football rankings of the teams that are supposed to win Super Bowl 42.
Yeah.
And it looks like the Chargers and the Colts are pretty close to being tied for, you know, the best bet that it could possibly be. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think, first of all, whenever people mention, I get so many people asking me about gambling, you know, I turn into like the unfrozen caveman lawyer. Like, gambling terms confuse me. I don't know what
you mean. Chargers, Colts.
By spread and over and under. I don't know. But I think, you know, a lot of people believe that it's the Patriots to win or lose this year because of what they did in the offseason and getting Randy Moss and all these terrific wide receivers to upgrade that position. And the one thing that they didn't have in this building that we'll be playing tonight, last year's AFC Championship game, which was a consistent pass rush to get Peyton Manning on the turf or out of the pocket, and they got a guy named Adalys Thomas from the Baltimore Ravens who could be really a phenomenal addition for them. And that's why a lot of people think that it's a Patriots to win or lose, but I'm really looking forward to seeing what the Chargers can do with a new offensive mindset with their new head coach and the best player in the game in LaDainian Tomlinson.
You know, Rich, every year it's pretty easy to pick the teams that are going to be showing up again in the playoffs, the elite teams like the Patriots and the Colts and the Chargers. Mm-hmm. But every year, I think the most fun part is to watch a team sort of come out of nowhere that nobody expected to do as well as they did, the breakout team. I certainly think the Saints probably were that for last year.
Certainly.
Any team, I mean, you guys are doing a lot of coverage with the training camps and stuff. Is there any team that catches your eye that you think might have that chance to be that dark horse breakout team?
A lot of people think that the Lions are that team because of their offense. That they got the number 2 overall pick in the draft, a wide receiver named Calvin Johnson, who is 6'7" with hands like shovels. I mean, he's huge. And so a lot of people think him. But the one team that everyone really is hopping on, I mean, the San Francisco 49ers bandwagon is so oversold, they're asking people to get off for a later bandwagon.
Is that right?
So jammed full with people who think that this is the team that's going to finally, you know, because there were lots of signs of life for the first time in a long time in San Francisco last year, and then they had another great draft, and I think a lot of people think the Niners can make some hay out of nowhere this year.
Here at the Sportsbook, before we leave today, I'm putting money down that the Texans will not win a single game this year. How do you think that bet'll do?
I don't know. I think, hopefully that won't be the case because we have the Texans and the Broncos on NFL Network later.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to see that.
The Texans are by far the team that's least favored to win the Super Bowl. I'll tell you that.
A lot of people thinking that the Texans are going to be bad again. But that's the beautiful thing about a day like today. It's everybody is 0-0, and we start from the same spot, and the possibilities are limitless, you know.
Right, but after the Texans play, then it's going to be pretty much.
Then it's 31 teams that.
Okay, good. Excellent.
Hey, Rich, when do you guys start showing regular season games again? Is it after Thanksgiving again?
Thanksgiving night, we start 8 games again, just like last year. 8 games in 6 weeks, all in prime time, and we start in Atlanta for the Peyton Manning and the Colts against the Falcons, and then we have some other great games like the Bears at the Redskins, and we also have the Dallas Cowboys on twice this year, which we're really excited about. It finishes up with the Giants and the Patriots, and I know, again, a lot of people in Los Angeles have trouble getting us, and for those people, they should just go to iwantmynfl.com and start, you know, screaming and yelling, I guess. Otherwise, get a dish and you're, you know, or Verizon Fios, and you're in business. So.
Yeah, that's really what I did. Good. I dumped Comcast because I wanted NFL Network, and I picked up DirecTV.
Sure.
It's great to have it.
Fantastic.
All right, Rich Eisen, lead anchor for the NFL Network. I know if this year is anything like previous years, we'll be talking to you a few more times throughout the season. But
I look forward to that. I always enjoy chatting with you guys.
Congratulations. You guys do terrific work. We couldn't be more excited about tonight. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks,
you
Rich.
You got it.
We are live from Las Vegas, broadcasting live from the Mandalay Bay Sportsbook here this morning. A lot of show coming up, including your tickets for the K-Rock LA Invasion. We're going to play Cantonese Aroki coming up with the Shaolin Roba. Also, the Pitbull of Comedy, Bobby Slayton, will be joining us, and Carrie Hart from Hart and Huntington Tattoo, which is over there in the Palms. That's all coming up today on the Kevin and Bean Show. We had a big night last night, huh, guys?
Well, it was an afternoon, but yeah.
Well, that is night to be.
Excuse me. It was 6:30 when we walked out of there. We closed that place down.
This is the first place I've ever closed. This is the first place I've ever closed. This is fun.
We went to a place in Las Vegas called the Gun Store. And
Excuse me. I eat dinner at 6 o'clock sharp every night. It gets to be 6:30. I'm still out. That's wild.
TheGunStoreLasVegas.com, that is the website. And basically, in Las Vegas, you can shoot fully automatic weapons. It's awesome.
It's an indoor gun range, but you don't have to bring your own weapons. They have an enormous selection of stuff that you can rent and shoot there, and they've got really everything.
We shot M16s. We shot the Thompson Tommy gun. We shot an MP5, an Uzi, an AK-47.
Should have seen Ralph with his Tommy gun. It was like I was watching The Untouchables.
Oh, I love those. The old school gangster gun from like the 20s, and I just tore that guy in half with that gun.
Did you notice how many Raiders fans there were at the gun range?
I did see a lot of Woodson jerseys.
Everyone except us.
Yeah. They were all there stocking up for ammunition for the season upcoming, I think, is what they were there for.
But there was one weapon called the M249 saw, and that is one of these that has a clip of 25 bullets that you feed into the gun, and you can just fire those 25 bullets in maybe a second, maybe 1 second.
Yeah.
It's unbelievably fun. And so we started doing that, and we actually have a little bit of the sound from shooting that weapon.
There we go. That's awesome.
How much do those cost?
The last one sold at auction for $250,000.
Are they on sale?
Wheeling and dealing, man.
Man, that was so cool.
I stuck them deep and sell them cheap. I'm crazy shooter guy.
Because we put like those clips in, and you could shoot, you know, some bullet. But they said, if you want to rush, you got to shoot this weapon. This is a good one. And then Ralph shoots it, and it's awesome. And Lightning shoots it. And then assistant producer Alex shoots it. And then Lisa May steps up to that weapon. And you can see the video, by the way, at krock.com. Go to the Kevin and Bean page. Click on video. And Lisa May literally gets lifted up off the ground by the weapon. And the guy who's standing behind her with a black glove is the guy who works there. He has to literally, like, hold her down to the ground.
He anchored her.
It was unbelievable.
Catch me as I lifted off.
I was like, she's taking off. What do we do?
What was that like for you, Lisa? Were you surprised by the blowback?
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's what she said.
Hey, wait a minute.
I'm not talking about later at the club. I'm saying the gun range.
All of those guns, but that one especially. That one is cool, but it's so amazingly powerful. And, you know, it was shocking when we first went in there with the ear protection.
Yes.
How freaking loud it is.
Yeah. It also shakes your body. It was so fun. So we said,
Lisa kept trying to hold the gun between her legs. Dude, that was the baddest shit. They said, put it on your shoulder. No, I'm good.
So we said to Bean, fully automatic weapon, dude, you got to do this. He's like, I'm more of a pistol guy.
I think I should use a pistol. I'm more of a Steve McGarrett type.
I need a handgun. We were like, how many chances do you get to fire a fully automatic weapon?
I'm more Jack Lord Hawaii 5-0 than I am, you know, Rambo
or
Die Hard.
But you can do that in L.A. It's like the guys they were saying. You can shoot handguns at the Beverly Hills gun range, but you can't shoot automatic machine guns.
Why is Nevada so much better than California,
by the way? I don't know.
Why do they let you gamble that you can have whores? You can shoot automatic weapons.
It's town rules.
I mean, the Old West here.
So Bean thinks it'll be funny. He grabs a pink. Is it a BB gun?
No, it's a 22.
A 22 long rifle.
And those, of course, you have to load one bullet at a time, and then you shoot it. And
that's more my speed.
Got the old bolt action.
I've never seen anything like this before. He was holding the weapon way far away from himself, and then he couldn't get it to fire, so he was pushing it, like pushing to try and get the bullet to go.
Like he had a bayonet. Like it was World War I. He was trying to kill a guy in a trench.
And, you know, it's like I remember thinking, you don't have to have shot a weapon. You can look. You've never seen anyone push a bullet out.
No, it's true.
I wasn't 100% of my element.
Wow, I've never seen anything like that before. But it is.
You are a total Fruit Loop.
That is good times. It is expensive. I'm not going to be. I'm not going to lie. The bullets are way expensive. But my God, is it fun to do? We're going to have to do that like every day we're here.
The GunStoreLasVegas.com, and our pal Ernie is the lead proprietor over there. But all of the guys over there are military or law enforcement, and they're all, you know, obviously safety is their thing. They said they've never had an accident there, although I think yesterday was probably pretty close.
And the guys were saying, and it was true, it's surprisingly simple. You think a machine like that would be really complicated to use, but it's sort of
just pull the trigger.
Scary how easy it is. Is to unleash 200 rounds of ammunition in about 7 seconds.
Oh, that's so cool. I got to get some of those weapons.
But you
got to.
What would you do you with need. Something like that?
I would shoot them.
Kevin wanted to get the blowgun, remember? Yes. He wanted to get the blow dart gun so we could start blowing darts into people's necks.
They sell blow darts there.
How great would that? How great is this? I can blow darts into people's necks. Yeah, that's what we need.
Psycho Mike goes up on stage to introduce a band.
Oh, that is pretty awesome.
Just drop him right there.
You have to go to krock.com. They'll go in the video section. Let's hear it for producer Lightning, by the way, for editing all that together. Yeah. And it really is, it kind of gives you the flavor of what it's like at the gun store there. But it's something, you know, you come to Las Vegas, like there's not already enough to do. That's something else to kind of add to the list.
Drink and shoot weapons. That's a good mixture.
Exactly. 7:39 on the Kevin Bean Show. We're live from Las Vegas. More after this on the world famous K-Rock. Supposed to interview 50 Cent tomorrow here in Las Vegas. He's in town for the 2007 MTV Video Music Awards, as we are. We should have brought 50 to the gun range with us last night.
Oh, he loves that.
He loves guns.
Yeah.
Oh, does he love guns? Uh-huh. He'd love to be on the other side
he
of the gun.
He likes to be on our end where we were shooting as opposed to the other end.
Anyway, it's
you still would have missed him, Bean, by almost every bullet you shot. Yeah, the first time Bean started unloading into the target, all you saw was the ground just all the dust flying. It's like, missed with every bullet. And the guy he was with turned around and said, yeah, he did.
We actually pulled the little guy in so we could see the target, so we could see no holes.
It was pristine. Not in mint condition.
I was trying to scare him. I was trying to just get close. All right, 7:46, live from Las Vegas in the Kevin and Bean Show, but that doesn't mean we've forgotten about the Kevin and Bean Afro line, 323-520-AFRO.
Fans of the show call all the time.
I just got to say, today your show is going swimmingly.
That's what we shoot for.
That is what we shoot
swimmingly.
For.
Swimmingly.
Well, we like adequate. I mean, that's where we're headed mostly is adequate.
That is our goal.
But we'll take swimmingly, sure.
Kanye West has a new song called Stronger, and in the middle of it, he says, me likey. And I haven't heard that in a long time. I thought, hey, we should bring back me likey.
Bring back me likey. Me likey never left.
Is it as popular as Me Love You Long Time? I mean, is it still?
No.
She likey, me likey.
It'll never be as popular as that. People call every day for Lisa May.
Hello, Lisa May. This is for you. Would you rather have a dirty bomb or a dirty Sanchez?
Ooh, that's a tough choice.
That is.
I'm going to have to get back to you on that one.
You can have both.
You think?
Yeah.
Bean, I'm guessing, is the only person on the planet who this would be a burn to.
Bean. Ha-ha. I'm watching the Golden Girls. I'm watching the Golden Girls. I'm watching the Golden Girls. Ha-ha.
Dude, I've got the first four seasons of The Golden Girls on my iPod.
Shut
I can
up.
Watch it anytime
Shut
I
up.
Want.
Shut up.
Still getting so hot.
Serj Tankian, new solo CD out.
Wow, this new Serj Tankian stuff so fresh, so original. Sounds nothing like System of a Down.
It is. Kind of, it does make you wonder why he needed to do that stuff solo.
Yeah, it does sound a lot like it.
You know, someone like Gwen Stefani, okay, she wants to do dance music. I understand. That's not no doubt. So she does a solo thing. I don't get it with Serj.
At the gun range, they had anti-tankian missiles there.
We were talking a few days ago about Mexican superstitions and how strange some of them were. I'm not sure this guy fully understood.
Hey, this morning I woke up with the worst eye pain ever, so it took me like 10 minutes to find some dog poop to rub in my eye.
No.
They thought I had a sty. Thanks, Kevin and Bean.
That's not how it works
not,
at all.
No.
Not the home remedy.
No.
No, it's the superstition is if you watch a dog poop, you'll get a sty in your eye.
Yeah. Then you need a cattail, you rub that in your eye, and that makes it go away.
Seems like that would be easy to disprove, but apparently not. Apparently that's still alive and well. Hey There, Delilah is a song that everyone feels the need to parody.
Hey there, papaya, you're so nice and round and yellow. Wrote a letter to the Aussies to make some papaya jello. Yes, I did. Oh, you've got lots of seeds. Oh, you've got lots of seeds.
Why doesn't blast seeds?
Not everyone should make a parody.
Can't argue
song
with that.
It,
no, you can't.
And we made the announcement yesterday. Ralph did on his Showbiz Beat that they are looking for contestants for American Gladiator.
AJ,
this is coming back. I don't understand any of your excitement about it, but okay.
Did you ever watch it?
Yeah, they shot ping pong balls at guys.
They're tennis balls. First of all, they were,
whatever.
And it was awesome.
All right. Well, this guy is as excited as you are, Ralph.
Dude, they're bringing back American Gladiators. Oh, my God. American Gladiators? I love that show. Hell yeah, Nitro, Ice. Bum-ba-da-bum-bum-bum, ba-da-da-dun.
So that guy hangs up, and then he waits for about 5 minutes, and then he realizes he has more to say.
Da-da-da-da-dun, ba-da-da-dun. American Gladiators.
By the way, if you want to try out for American Gladiators, it is this Saturday at 9 a.m. at the Venice Beach Gold's Gym is where you go. It's from 9 to 5. You can go down there, and they're looking for contestants, but also gladiators, guys who will be in the arena defending the honor of the American Gladiators.
That's why I need to get back, guys. I'm going to be auditioning for that
Who's
Saturday
less
morning.
An American Gladiator than Bean after seeing him try to shoot that 22, that pink 22?
You know, when I look at Bean, I think Turbo or Nitro.
Exactly.
Or Homo.
323. 520 Afro. That's the number if you want to leave a message at any time.
The Pitbull of Comedy coming up next. Bobby Slayton, who is working here at the
Hooters Hotel Casino. That's where I am.
That's right. We went to see him last night, and he's going to be here in just a couple of minutes on the World Famous Game.
He was hilarious. I'd never
you
had
to see didn't
him,
go.
I never had a better time.
You're watching
than I did last
Power
night.
Of Effing 10.
It's Kara QFM passing Los Angeles.
I'd watch that show.
One of the questions on the show last night was, how gay is Bean? They go, to the power of 10. Oh. You're absolutely right. You win $1 million.
How dare you. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat live from Las Vegas, Mandalay Bay Sportsbook. What's going on, Ralph?
Tragic news if you're an opera fan like myself. Luciano Pavarotti, the legendary tenor, has passed away at the age of 71 years old today.
He's dead? I didn't even know he was sick.
Passed away in his home early this morning. Pancreatic cancer, apparently, was the cause. I've been a fan of his ever since he did Cannonball Run with Burt Reynolds. I loved him in that. He was so funny.
Was he not in
that? Captain Chaos. And you come out there and you just jump around. It was hysterical.
I don't know what reference we were supposed to be coming up with.
Don DeLuise, you douchebags. God
almighty. Thank you, Psycho Mike. God bless you. Just
well, forgive me for being lax on Cannonball Run 40 years later.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's not a Hawaii 5-0 reference, you giant douche nozzle.
You got a lot of balls with the random references, Bean. Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And then remember when Luciano Pavarotti would do all that Cajun cooking when he would do all that stuff?
No, that was Paul Prudhomme. Different guy.
Oh, I could listen to this go on all day.
Bean's all eager. He got something. He wants to jump in.
That Paul Prudhomme.
I'm just saying. You're getting your fat guys confused.
I'm just saying they're big fat guys with beards.
Right. You are saying that.
That's what the connection is.
But he did make Citizen Kane. You have to give him credit for that contribution.
I hate you
film.
All.
Right? Right?
Any
right
way
off?
To move on?
Orson Welles.
Oh, not Pavarotti?
Drew what? Barrymore's got a new boyfriend.
Oh, that's tight.
If you believe the New York Daily News, it is Justin Long, who, of course, is probably best known for being the Mac guy in those TV commercials with, hey, I'm Mac.
No matter how many movies he does, that's the thing people want to talk to him about.
But recently he was in the fourth Die Hard movie, and he was excellent in that.
He was really good.
New York Daily News says the Drew Barrymore and Justin were partying up at the Jet Nightclub here in Las Vegas at the Mirage Hotel and Casino last weekend and had a very juicy PDA while at the corner table. They were all over each other, Mac, and so apparently they are very fond of each other.
We cool.
Duan's happy with that? I find that hard to believe.
is that a story?
No, I'm just saying. This is good news. You know, Saturday Night Live has been not funny for a long time.
Right.
But they've still had some of the greatest musical guests ever on that show. They still managed to pack them in. So finally, they've decided to do the smart thing and edit out all the not funny comedy and just release musical guests on a DVD and CD. The musical highlights from Saturday Night Live were released on CD. 11 tracks from the show's last 4 years will make up live from Saturday Night Live. Music performances from Saturday Night Live. Foo Fighters on there. Kelly Clarkson. Avril Lavigne. Maroon 5. And many more. I know Kevin will pick it up because he loves Maroon 5.
I don't remember, really.
That is his band. You kept asking us to love Maroon 5 like you did. Remember that?
Let's give some love to Maroon 5.
Yeah.
There it is.
I've sold my soul to the devil.
Yes, you have. And
Kevin is watching TV right now. He's not even listening to the show.
He wants to return it. The devil, by the way. He's got his receipt, and he'd like to return it.
He'd like his money back.
And last night on Jay Leno, Fred Thompson, actor, former senator, of course you know him from Law & Order, made it official that he is running for president. No surprise here. Yeah, I thought it was pretty ironic that while the other Republican candidates were actually in a debate about the issues, he was appearing on the Jay Leno show talking about how he's going to run for president. So we'll see if that's going to be an indicator of his candidacy or not. And
hey, yes, maybe because there's so much campaigning for so long, the election is almost 14 months away, maybe that's refreshing to not have a guy who's in our face all the time. Maybe this is some sort of a new stealth anti-campaigning campaign he's up to.
Oh, an anti-campaign campaign?
Yeah.
I like it. And Tommy Lee may be getting older, but he's still getting better. New York Post says that he was in the Hamptons on Long Island, New York last Sunday night, and he went into a club there, and he spotted a young blonde girl that he was attracted to, and they started chatting it up. And before you know it, according to onlookers, he consummated his relationship with her right on one of the bar's tables.
Yes.
Sometimes you just can't wait, you know?
That's really not waiting.
What are you going to do?
Put it in.
Apparently nobody did anything.
That's what she said?
His people are saying the story isn't true. However, I'm saying it is true.
Right.
Yes.
Because I am desperate to believe it.
I love you so much. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
You rip.
Fallout Boy's got a new North American tour upcoming. Some people might be interested, Bean.
Paparazzi apparently are not.
Put the camera down. They are touring on a tour called the Young Wild Things Tour.
Yeah.
It's going to be Fallout Boy, Gym Class Heroes, Plain White Tees, and Cute Is What We Aim For.
Are we that gay?
Pete Wentz from Fallout Boy told MTV News that the name of the tour, Young Wild Things Tour, is based on Where the Wild Things Are, the Marie Sendak book.
Mm-hmm. Hey, bud. I just got the new Fallout Boy song on my VCast phone. It gets me pumped.
Tour kicks off October the 18th in Columbus, Ohio, and wraps up here in Las Vegas, Nevada on December the 2nd. So get your tickets now before they sell one.
Who wants some man meat?
I do. I want some man meat.
Today's celebrity birthday is Roger Waters from Pink Floyd, is 64 years old today. Actor, comedian Jeff Foxworthy. He's smarter than a fifth grader. Well, he's at least richer than a sixth grader with that hit show. He's 49 years old today. Macy Gray is 37 bong loads old. I mean, years old. And Foxy Brown, the rapper, turns 28. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
That is a painful noise. Do not ever make that noise again.
That hurt my head so much.
Who made that noise?
I don't know.
I want to fire somebody. It's 8:12 on the Kevin and Bean Show, 106.7 KROQ. We're live from Las Vegas at the Mandalay Bay. Your chance to win your tickets for the K-Rock LA Invasion coming up next. Bobby Slayton, Pitbull of Comedy, you were so funny at the Hooters last night. Oh, did I laugh?
Stop it, Bean.
Did I enjoy it?
You know, let me tell you something.
Enjoyed that show?
First of all, you know, yeah, Bobby Slayton, yeah, Hooters Casino for the rest of my life. You know, it's a great place to play. You guys came over last night.
Yeah, we saw
some of us.
You know, when we'll get to that in a second. When I come into this Mandalay Bay, though, it makes me really feel like, you know, you come into these hotels, the hotel, which is even nicer than the Mandalay Bay, which is in the Mandalay Bay.
Right.
Then even the Luxor, New York, you got so many great hotels, the MGM, and then you go, it's like the big leagues, and then you go to Hooters, which is like Sandlot Baseball, and you go over there, and I'm like a little kid trying to find somebody to play with me. It's a couple of junkyard dogs walking around, a couple of Hooters. I mean, it's a great...
It is like a kid's toy version of an actual,
yeah,
you know,
it's like
casino.
It's like if a kid, it's like Dr. Seuss, when all of a sudden the kids would build a casino, they wake up the next day, Circus McGurkus, and really isn't a casino there at all. But you know what, though? But they built a nice little showroom for me.
Yeah, it is. Very nice.
It was so great to see all you guys hanging out. It's almost
Thank
like
you.
The Beatles, A Hard Day's Night, or the Monkeys. You didn't think they really hung out together.
The Monkeys.
You know, all of a sudden the whole group is together, except, of course, for Bean. But you know what?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't see me? I must have been sitting behind Ralph and Lisa or something.
Are you going to stop?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. But yeah, I knew you weren't going to show up. I just knew it when I saw them all in line, which you didn't have to go online. Of course, you got VIP treatment at Hooters.
Well,
not very many people get that.
We did.
You know, the high
we got the clean plastic cups that they serve the drinks.
By the way, gigantic wall-size pictures of Bobby's face, like close-up.
Bobby Slayton wallpaper, wall-to-wall in the casino.
Is it that going to hurt sales of food? I mean, I would think.
How dare you?
Look at that.
Not
giant
food.
Nose, giant Hooters, giant portions. Everything about that place is big, 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 except for the winners. But interesting. But you see, here's the thing. I didn't think you'd show up being, and we'll get to why in a second. But you know what? Even if Elvis and Frank Sinatra came back from the dead, I think that you would still have to see what's on TV. You probably would go. And with all the great restaurants there on Mandalay Bay, you'd rather go across the street to a Denny's or a Sizzler.
Yes, that's true. That is true. Although, in my defense, I did splurge. I did have room service last night.
But you did.
I did. I got a chicken dinner in the room and chocolate milkshake. But
K-Rock's paying for that, though, right?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Exactly.
Yeah,
naturally.
See, I barely know you. I barely know him and I know this, right?
Yeah.
So now, why didn't you want to go? They said you were kind of tired. I mean, it was an 8 o'clock show.
Well, that was the thing, is that we had already closed down the gun range at 6:30. I was exhausted. It was a long day. And I knew I had a new power of 10 last night. I had to catch up on some podcasts and some room service, and it was just, you know, if I'm going to do all that and get to sleep by 9:30, I can't do everything.
I know,
Bobby.
It sounds like he can't be serious when he talks about that. You come to Vegas
and
you want to go back to your room to watch TV,
the power of 10, and have a chicken dinner.
Really, that's your choice?
Well, and you live on this little island with your little sheep and your little wife, little Gilligan hidden away like a shepherd. And you think when you come to Vegas, you go home, you have TiVo, you have maybe a tape recorder, you have a VCR, you have something that can tape things, digital kind of stuff. It's waiting for you when you get home, and you're sitting in probably the coolest city in the world.
Ralph said that your show was masterful last night.
It was, and we all know that already. It doesn't matter what they said. If you were there, you would have known.
It's not about me, Bobby. You're the guest, and I just want to give you credit for it. Ralph said you had the audience in the palm of your hand, except for the ones that the police had to physically remove.
Yeah, well, that was really weird. I don't even know what
that
happened.
That was a little weird.
That
we
was
cool.
What happened.
No,
we
I couldn't see from where I was what was going on.
It was loud, loud, obnoxiously drunk women, yeah. And they wouldn't shut the F up.
We knew we were in trouble when they walked in, and several of the ladies had the giant novelty drinks. Like, it's a big plastic yard-long, palm tree or something with a straw in it, and they're drinking some tropical concoction, and they were juiced out of their minds when they showed
up. So Bobby's on stage, and he's like the machine gun of comedy. I mean, he's just one thing after another, and they're just talking to each other. So they call in the police.
Oh, the security.
Security. And they try to kick him out, and one of the women goes into the women's restroom and hides. So they have to call in a female cop to go in and get her.
You know, I'll tell you something. We've been there since the beginning of April. I do 10 shows a week, so it's like 40, 50 shows a month. We've been there for 6 months. You do the math. And I basically have had maybe one or two little problems. You know, you go to comedy clubs around the country, and there's always some kind of jackass. There's always somebody making trouble. There's always somebody fighting. You know, you go out to Brea, there's some Mexican guys fighting. We've had no problem here whatsoever. Of course, the night that you guys decide to show up, there is a problem.
Are you blaming that on us?
No, but there's been three or four times where guests have come to the show, and those have been the three or four times we've had incidents at the club where I actually know people there. There are shows that are sterling. There's nobody there. Some guy comes from some big high roller, some executive from another casino comes to the show, and of course, that's the night.
Now you're trouble, right?
And women drinking. You know, I must be honest. When you broads drink, it's like putting a gremlin in water. Intolerable, insufferable, impossible. Bad enough when you're so-called normal. But then all of a sudden, God forbid, you have a vodka combined with a different kind of drink and menopause, and then you start to get a period, and then there's a Grand Marnier. And this could wreak havoc to the human body.
Kevin had a great assessment of what your show was like watching it last night, especially with the week we've had here on the Kevin Bean Show. Bobby, you don't know this because you've been here in Las Vegas, but we have been reamed by corporate this week for stuff that we're no longer allowed to talk about on the show.
Yeah. They've determined that if one single person complains, then we need to change everything for that one single person. And we are having trouble convincing them that you'll never make that person happy. So unless it's a lot of people, let's move on.
Well, that's why, you know, you look at The Sopranos or any great show in the history of television, and it goes down to little mild shows like Seinfeld. You don't think people have been complaining? People have complained about words and situations and things. And it's amazing. And you know who's going to complain more than anybody? Is Bean.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. So, but we were on the phone with lawyers, and they were telling us what's not funny. They were telling us that making fun of groups is not funny.
Yeah, stereotypes, derogatory.
Gender,
yeah.
Not funny. Anyone that's the focus of comedy, not funny. It was basically your show, which was laugh out loud funny, but they told us nothing you did was funny.
And what's really interesting is your lawyer is probably a Chinese lesbian who is part Mexican, who married a black guy, whose son is gay. You know, so I understand why they're so uptight. You know, but that's the thing, too. You know what? Here's the thing. Look, you have a lot of listeners. That's why I love doing your show. People come here from Southern California. If you like Carrot Top, don't come to my show. I'm on a percentage deal, so I would want to talk people into doing my show. But if you love Carrot Top, you probably won't like my show.
Yeah. Now, Carrot Top is across the street from the Hooters at the Luxor. Do you guys ever meet in the middle and like throw down at midnight? Anything like that?
Well, we have the same
dance
manager.
Dance off?
Well, people ask me about my manager and how I get the name of the Pitbull of comedy. Well, Michael Vick, when he started managing me, he put me and Carrot Top in a ring at Carrot Top once, so he got the better room and I got stuck at Hooters. But, you know, it's survival of the strongest. It's the fittest. And, you know, he won. What am I going to tell you? He was in my video last night. How great was that opening video?
That was very funny.
That was pretty cool.
Bean, what did you like about his opening video? What was your
favorite
part?
Thought, you know, all the stars that showed
right,
up.
But which ones?
Talked about.
Yeah,
which ones in particular?
Well, you mentioned Carrot Top. I mean,
right.
He's probably
who
the
else?
He was the biggest star. That's what you liked the most?
Pope Benedict was funny when he came on and said how much he enjoyed Slayton's act.
I don't think
he
so.
Wasn't in there.
No,
talk about
I,
the
I
biggest.
See him.
Talk about the biggest comic. I mean, Carrot Top is so juiced up.
He looks like he came out of a lab. He doesn't even look human anymore.
Carrot Juice. That's what they should call him. Carrot Juice.
He looks like some creature that was built in a lab someplace with the weird hair and the weird face and
the
muscles.
He's a strange. Well, look, he did my video. I mean, how many great comics did my video and Carrot Top?
A lot of.
But yeah, he's just, you know, he goes out like that with his sleeveless shirts with those giant muscles.
Yeah.
You know, it's
hey, kinda, I got that body too, but I'm not out there trying to
show it off, all that
But it's
stuff.
Like a genetic mutation that they do with vegetables. When they try to combine different vegetables, and you all of a sudden winds up like Carrot Top with their hair. But hey, he's doing great. What can I tell you?
When we come back, I would like to seal the deal and make sure that we get fired by asking you for your Muslim chunk.
He's not going to give it away, man. He's going to give it away and people can come to Vegas and see it for cash.
The pit bull of comedy, Bobby Slayton, is here. He's been telling us for months how funny his show is, and now we've all been there and we've all seen it.
All
with
of us except
eyes.
For you, right?
Yeah,
and
you haven't been there.
And we'll continue with Bobby right after this on the world famous camera. If you are a Smashing Pumpkins fan, you have a little bit of an edge. If you speak Cantonese, even more so. 1-800-520-1067. Cantonese Oroki is what we're playing.
Yeah, there's a big chunk of our audience.
Well, I'm just saying.
Cantonese speaking listeners.
What about the Pitbull of Comedy, Bobby Slayton, joining us here in Las Vegas this morning? He, of course, is appearing exclusively at Hooters, which means you are completely off the road. It's just Hooters now, right?
Yeah, 5 days out of the week. And you know what's great? I mean, we're talking about this off the air. How, you know, certain things you can't say on the radio, certain things you can't do, and you guys are just, you know, it's tough out there, which is why. I had a whole bunch of stuff planned this morning that I can't do, but to show you what a pro I am. See, here's the thing, too. Okay, I've done... You guys saw me last night.
Finish a sentence, Bobby.
Okay. I'm glad you asked me about that.
Okay, Ellie Mae, here's the thing. Now, you guys loved my show last night.
Yes.
Loved
oh,
it. The best.
There was a lot of material that I did last night that I've done on your show, but you don't recognize it because I spiced it up with a little salty language. And here's the thing. When people say to a comic, do you really have to work blue? No, I don't have to, but it's like a great chef. He can be one of the greatest chefs in the world, but when you have that little pinch of salt, it's missing something. So he puts out a little pinch of salt, the dish becomes perfect. A little salty language, the dish becomes perfect. So I do that and it kind of embellishes it because there's all the stuff you can't do on radio.
Yeah.
You guys are getting stifled more and more. The FCC, yeah. Corporate, it's not just you. It's every radio station, television. People are coming down on them. So the comedy show is like the last basket of free speech. And I was saying this last night, and Bean, of course, remembers. You know, a lot of people, my manager included, said, look, we'll get you out of Hooters when things start catching on, and we'll get you to a bigger casino. But a lot of the casinos on the Strip, a lot of those guys have come to my show and said, we can't do this kind of stuff. It doesn't matter how famous they are, how big they are. You know, pick on the two gay guys up front, or pick on the black person, or pick on this boy. They can't pick on anybody because they could be high rollers. Like I said last night, there are no high rollers at Hooters. If they see somebody at the $10 table, they're buying them drinks. They're excited.
You're safe.
Bobby, yes. I don't know if you even saw this in the paper, but it's funny that you talk about how being on stage as a comic is the last bastion of free speech because comedian Eddie Griffin, you know, actor comedian Eddie Griffin, very funny, got pulled off a stage last night at an event for using the N-word. A black comedian, the manager came out with a hook and basically pulled him off the stage.
Well, you know, that's the one thing they asked me not to talk about at Hooters because, you know, after the Michael Richard incident, if somebody takes a phone, it's corporate. All of a sudden, you know, the whole restaurant is blackballed, the whole chain. And I get that. You know,
blackballed? So they, oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, that's the way it's got to be.
It's got to be black, right? That's got to be a bad thing.
But here's what's
a joke there, but that's good, Rob. Thank you.
Here's what's really frustrating about this, though, is that if you're at the show, you can tell that there's no real bite in the joke. It's all funny. It's all well-intentioned. Right. There's no big deal. But people have to take stuff seriously.
We've had
people don't care about context anymore.
No.
You can't say something that is funny and without them thinking you mean it.
But here's what's interesting. When they hired me and they billed me as the pit bull of comedy and one of the most offensive, and it says it when you go to the box office, antagonistic, angry, controversial comics, and then they want you to not be that way.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
I mean, there are nights where, but there's not one night where I'm doing like a Richard Pryor or a Lenny Bruce or getting drunk or falling off stage or doing heroin, because those guys would mess up. Every one of my shows, I do it like it's an HBO special, and there have been a few people that have walked out, but we're getting letters. We have not gotten maybe one or two letters over the course of the whole show of people complaining, but we get letters from old people that they've seen, always seen the Rat Pack. We're 80-year-old Jews. We love this guy, which scares me. I wasn't sure if that was good or bad, that the old people kind of embrace it.
Those are your people. You're practically an 80-year-old Jew, Bobby.
Oh, how dare you?
Yeah, but you want to know something? My people get more upset with my act than other people. When I make fun of any other group of people, they love it. But the Jews will come up to me, and, well, you have to make fun of us.
Haven't we been through enough? Is that what they're asking?
I mean, you saw the video, Robin Williams, in the video said he's anti-Semitic and he's Jewish. Even he said that.
Bobby, he called you Yid Vicious, I think.
Yid Vicious.
Do you feel at home being back in the desert like your people are?
White people?
Is that what's good about Las Vegas?
You know, I'm writing I'm writing a letter to club.
In fact, do you and your sheep walk to the casino every night to do your act?
Yes, we actually do. And you know what's great? I love being in the desert. I love being out here. I don't really do much. I don't go to strip clubs. I sit like an old Jew, like a turtle at the pool, have a sandwich, maybe a bagel. And I chew him down on it with a coupon. And I can you talk about your own people? Is that okay, Ray, if I make fun of my own people? If I make fun of
myself?
Apparently
not. Not anymore, I don't think, unfortunately.
How long till you get home and your house is empty because your wife and daughter have just moved out and said, we've lost Daddy?
My daughter is 19, so she's on her way out anyway.
Don't tease him with something that he really wants to happen.
You know,
yeah. That's
and
true.
I told you off the air, you said, well, don't you know, I don't really miss my wife that much. I see her 2 days out of the week. I go home. She's sleeping on Sunday night. She has a little store in Santa Monica. So she wakes Monday morning. She goes to work. We come home. She watches Entourage in the bedroom with my kid. I fall asleep on the couch with The Sopranos. I go down to my office. I play my drums. I watch my porno when I fall asleep. Then I get up in the morning. She's gone. It's perfect.
It's a very romantic relationship you've carved out for yourself.
He finally got it the way he wanted.
He had a very funny part about being in a relationship about how you run out of stuff to talk about. Really pretty early on in a relationship. Yeah. Just out.
And then there was that guy that was so whipped in the front row that said him and his wife, they're planning to talk about it for 7 years. And he finally reneged.
Again with you, Bobby.
No. Come on. No.
Okay.
Blackball, reneged. We got it.
These are words. Call Webster. Complain to him.
Words can hurt.
Words can hurt. That's what we learned.
That's what bought my house, and that's what paid for my swimming pool. The most hurtful angry words. And if you don't like it, there's Carrot Top. There's Danny Gans doing impressions. Yeah, that feels great. You ever see Danny Gans? He does impressions. Oh, that's so hard to do impressions. I mean, Ralph does some great ones. I mean, but, you know.
I've never seen Danny Gans, and it always says the
Entertainer of the Year.
Entertainer of the Year, whatever. I just have no interest.
Guy's making a mint.
He has no act, basically, but he does other people, like Harvey Fierstein. Okay, here, hey, hi.
You do that.
Hey, how are you?
You do that without trying.
Suzanne Plachette. Hey, Bob, wake up. You're having a nightmare. How hard is it? Maud. Hey, take out the garbage. Son of a gun.
You can't really go to many of the shows here because you're on the same time, right?
You know what, though? My wife, you know, I said that she was here this week. She was actually here last week, and I send her to shows, and she goes to see, and I talked about this last night, menopause, the musical. It's like a bunch of fat women singing about menopause, which is not funny to me because I have to live with it, okay? But it's that kind of thing that when I'm talking about it, people call me sexist, and if I say certain words, they're racist, but other people can do them. And it's amazing to me. You know, by the way, in Vegas, you probably won't do this, Bean, but there's a lot of shows going on. I mean, there's Broadway shows, there's Spamalot, there's all kinds of great restaurants.
Are they happening in Bean's hotel room?
Yeah, listen, there.
And he won't see them.
Well, you can see the previews of things you could do if you left your room.
Right.
You know, you should be like Howard Hughes. You should just move here and take over a whole suite and just wipe your fingerprints off everything and just live in a cocoon. Which you kind of do anyway up on that island.
Peeing in milk bottles, leaving it outside in the hallway.
Let my hair fingernails grow.
It's just a matter of time. But, you know, but what's great about this town is all these shows you can see on Broadway and all these great restaurants that are in Paris are all right here. There's a show right next door. I mean, they have the Titanic, they have the Shark Reef, but have you seen the show Bodies? You know what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All around the country.
Yeah, they had them bring in some of those samples of the bodies. That was so weird.
It's in L.A. Well, it was for a while. It's toured all the major museums and, you know, cities around America, but what it is, it's right next door at the Tropicana. They show you actual human bodies, and they show you, it's kind of, I like, you know, shoot 'em up movies, but when it comes to real blood or real bodies, and they plasticize them somehow.
Yeah.
So you see veins, and you see all kinds of, but what's amazing is see the reproductive organs, and you can see a woman, the ovaries. You can actually see the money counter and the change machine. And you can actually see how it goes to the brain, how she figures out before she sleeps with the guy, how it works. And that's why it's shaped like an ATM because it takes credit cards. I mean, it's fascinating. You should really take kids to see this. Can I say that?
Sure.
Yes,
sure.
You can.
Sure, absolutely.
Dead, kids of all ages. Dead women can write letters now. That's my body that's in there and your TV.
Hey, it's our last show, Bobby. You can do whatever you want.
But by the way, before I go, I want to tell you, it's so great you guys have me on here because you're broadcasting from Vegas, the MTV Music Awards. Don't you have like Britney and Justin and Sugar A coming in?
No, you. That's it.
I wonder why you're good.
We don't really want Britney and Justin. Well, Britney, we take out.
We're supposed to talk to 50 Cent tomorrow. We're supposed to talk to the Maloof brothers, of course, who own the Palms, where the awards are going to be. We do have some stuff around the awards.
Oh,
but how can we come to Vegas and not see our friend Bobby?
That's what we asked you last night. How can we come to Vegas and not see our friend Bobby?
Yeah,
and you didn't go.
On the radio, though. That's what I mean. All right. Go to Hooters. See the Bobby Slayton show like I did. You'll love it. And
like Bean did.
Bobby, we'll catch up with you again next time.
It's so great to see you out, Bean. It's like Frankenstein's monster. When he comes out, he starts lumbering around and sees light and goes,
soon there will be villagers with flames and pitchforks coming after him, too.
We're going to give away those tickets to the K-Rock LA Invasion. Shaolin Robot is here for Cantonese Aroki right after this on the world-famous K-Rock. The K-Rock LA Invasion is coming up September 15th, as you know. Congratulations to Christine Perez from Laverne. Already won tickets on the phone earlier this hour, but you've got your chance right now to win them with a little game we like to call Cantonese Aroki.
Hi, I'm Shaolin Robot, and it is time to play. Cantonese Aroki, Cantonese Aroki, Cantonese Aroki. Can you guess what I sing?
That is a beautiful, beautiful language right there.
Now, we did this one time before, and we were obsessed with the fact that it sounded funny at the time, but nobody could possibly identify even one of those songs.
Right. And every single caller was able to identify the song in that particular game.
Honest to God, we thought that Lightning and Alex were giving it away and cheating.
We did.
There was just no way.
But even with that information, I'm going to suggest to you that no one is going to get these.
You could be right. All right, here's the way the game is played. 1-800-520-1067. They are all Smashing Pumpkin songs that Shaolin Robot will be singing in Cantonese. And it sounds simple, but all you have to do is tell us the title of the song. So let's go to contestant number one. This is Tony and Torrance. Tony, if you are right, if you can identify the song, you will go in the drawing to see who wins the tickets for the K-Rock Kelly Invasion. How are you doing this morning?
All right. How about you guys?
Good, man. Thanks. Good. Listen up. Here's your Cantonese Aroki.
Gam yat hai joy gang yat ngo ji do
Language of love right there.
It would help if Shaolin Robot had ever heard the song before that she's singing, like some sort of resemblance to the melody.
I think that was the jingle for the Good and Plenty commercials from the 70s.
Tony, we're all going to be impressed if you come up with it. What pumpkin song is Shaolin doing there?
I'm taking a stab in the dark here. I have no idea. 1979.
No, I'm sorry. We were looking for today. Listen up.
Not even close.
And no.
Not remotely in the same.
No, we may owe a refund to these callers after this, what I'm telling you. Let's try Shane in Redlands. Hey, Shane. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Let's do it.
Listen up. Here's your Cantonese Oroki. Name the song.
Ching chong tiu chi yat go sack.
1979.
Yes, it is. That's right. Well done, my friend. Well done. You are in the drawing. You got it. That was impressive.
Inexplicable.
Did you guess like that quickly because you wanted the singing to stop or just because you were excited to have it?
All right, that was Shane who goes in the drawing right there. Jennifer, Los Angeles. Welcome to Cantonese Aroki. Good morning. Listen up. Here's your song from the Shaolin Robot.
Bingo yu fong tong, a yao qin zhao dak. Bingo yu fong tong, yang o zhao, yang o zhao.
This show is on the air on radio where people can hear it.
Pretty sure that was the theme from Walker, Texas Ranger.
Jen, what do you think? You want to take a stab at it?
Greatest Day of My Life.
No, I'm sorry. That's actually, I know the song you're thinking of. That's not a title, but Cherub Rock is what we're looking for.
Has she heard the song?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know if she has or not.
Right.
John, Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning. Welcome to Cantonese Aroki.
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
And to you as well. Here's your song. Give us the title. It's a Smashing Pumpkins number.
Sun, sun, hang on, sun. Go, go, man, ho, yi, bin. Ngo, lim, tong, yang. Ngo, lim, tong, yang. Come on. Teen, ho, lung. Come on.
I'm going to go with this arm, but I don't think it's it.
Yeah. Well, you're absolutely right. It's not it. We wanted Tonight, Tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you
very much for calling and for listening.
Thank you, and we're sorry.
Let's do one more, see if we can get Shane some competition. If this one doesn't come through, then Shane will win the tickets this morning, and it's going to be Mike in Anaheim. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Not well, because we're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show right now. How about you?
Not so good either. My job.
Okay. Equally not well. All right. Here's your song. Listen up.
Kui sing o wai yat. Ngo jen yu ke ping pong. Kui sing o wai yat. Mo oi hai jig mok jig mok hai guan jang hai san tin to my sang sin hai hong ching o.
I've never wanted a woman as much as I want her right now.
She's just making stuff up. That's not even Cantonese.
I'm pretty sure she said the word ping pong.
Yes, she did.
I'm really sure that clearly that's what came through.
Mike?
I have no clue. I'm gonna go with tarantula.
No, I'm sorry. We're looking for zero this time.
You know what that means. Let's take all the names of the people that won and do a drawing.
Let's take that one name.
Let's take the one name. We'll put it in a hat. We'll pull the one name back out. And congratulations to Shane, who is going to go to the K-Rock LA Invasion. He's the only guy that got it right.
Way to go, Shane.
Right. Nicely done.
Thanks, guys.
I don't know if it was worth it. I still think you're a loser for having to listen to that, but at least you got some tickets for your pain.
Remember when I said this game was going to be horrible?
Yeah.
I was right. I was just one off.
Yep.
Yeah, I was just a little too early.
Thank you for playing the very painful Cantonese Aroki.
Can you guess what I sing?
There's a dude that looks very much like Kerry Hart right out there in the next room.
I feel so sorry for him. Oh, my God. What hell is he in with lightning going? And then what about that one time on that motorcycle? What about that one time?
And that time you were on a motorcycle, and then you got a tattoo, and then you got another tattoo, and then you got back on a motorcycle? You're the greatest.
Kerry Hart, his whole life has to be running from people like lightning, and he's stuck in the next room talking to him. Anyway.
Aren't motorcycles just the best?
I wish I had a tattoo of a motorcycle.
Kerry, of course, is
life-sized motorcycle tattoo I could ride.
Is with the Hart and Huntington.
Doesn't even make any sense.
Tattoo really at the Palms here in Las Vegas. He's our special guest in the studio coming up next, 9 o'clock, KRQFM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. Here's Ralph with a final look at the showbiz beat.
Poor Lindsay Lohan. If it's not bad enough, she's in rehab. Now she's broke.
How'd she lose all her money?
Well, according to PopCrunch.com, the entertainment news website, Dina Lohan has somehow frozen her assets while she is in rehab.
But as Kevin pointed out earlier, how do you freeze the assets of an adult?
I wish I cared.
All right.
I'm just too hungover and tired to care about the real truth
much.
Of the story. I'm just reading what PopCrunch.com has told us.
All right.
Apparently, Dina is concerned, according to sources close to the Lowen family, that she's such a serious addict that even if she has $20 in her pocket, she'll run out and buy drugs and booze. So, the site alleges Lindsay has been hitting up her A-list friends for loans.
Okay.
She's asked so far, according to this website, 50 Cent, Damon Dash, and Callum Best, and they've all reportedly turned her down.
Now, when Lindsay gets out of rehab, will she have available to her the come to my club for $100,000 for 2 hours? Will she be able to raise cash that way like some of the others
of
do?
Of course.
I don't
well,
see
I'm just,
why not.
Because she just got out of rehab, I don't know that anyone will hire her for that.
But Britney Spears went to rehab. When she got out, she did one of those.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's how Lindsay can make some money here once she gets out of Utah. Then.
She has money. It's just that her mom has it frozen somehow.
Right, but she needs money that she can spend.
Yeah.
But when she gets out of rehab, maybe her funds will be reestablished to her or something. Anyway, one music industry insider admits that he did help her out. She explained, he says, that her money was tied up, and she wasn't even nice about it. She said, "I'm good for it. I'll make a huge comeback. I am, after all, the most famous person on the planet right now."
Wow.
On the planet.
That's a claim. Thinks a lot of herself, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe she could make some money like Kirstie Alley and Jenny McCarthy have done by pimping themselves out to these weight loss programs.
Yeah.
You know, Kirstie Alley and Valerie Bertinelli's doing Jenny Craig. Jenny McCarthy's now doing Weight Watchers. Tori Spelling has jumped on the weight loss bandwagon. She is told Entertainment Tonight that she had a hard time losing the 30 pounds she gained before having son Liam, so now she's turned to Nutrisystems.
Okay.
And Tori says her life is better than she ever thought it would be. Wow, that's
really?
Good stuff, that Nutrisystem.
Wow, who knew?
It's not the baby, it's just losing a couple of pounds.
What, are they putting
pounds?
Opiates in their food now when you get their new slimming pizza, lasagna, whatever the hell they eat?
Lisa, you know women. Are they going to look at Tori Spelling in a Nutrisystem commercial and go, yes, I want to be like her?
Yes, they will.
Okay.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Any celebrity who can successfully lose weight, there's a million women who will do it.
Won't they say she's still cow-eyed? That doesn't look too attractive. She's still ugly.
Nope.
No?
I guess a lot of women can relate to putting on those pounds around childbirth, too. I mean, there's a real market out there.
It's kind of a relief to have a celebrity who doesn't, like, a week later come out in a bathing suit and look amazing.
Right, without help.
Yeah.
I suppose.
It just fell off. I don't know what happened.
Breastfeeding took it all away.
Oh, my God.
The greatest rock and roll band of all time, according to some, is getting back together.
Is this the rumored Led Zeppelin show?
Nope. Sugar Ray.
Oh.
Sugar Ray getting back together again for a show here at the Mandalay Bay.
See what
so
he did there?
Come on out and catch it, won't you? Actually, you're right, Bean. It is the long-rumored Led Zeppelin reunion.
That's the biggest paycheck that's on the table for a band in the history. Like, how much do you want? Okay, we'll pay it.
It is a one-off.
One show?
Oh.
Singer Robert Plant confirmed yesterday in London that he was currently in meetings with the other surviving members of the band, guitarist Jimmy Page and bass player John Paul Jones, who has legendarily been the guy they left out of these mini reunions they put together. He said it will be just for one concert. Nothing has officially been announced yet regarding that, but the word on the street is the reunion will happen at a charity concert in November at London's O2 Arena. Hmm. No word on who will be playing drums, but the safe money is on John Bonham's son, Jason, who has played with the guys before. So they're doing a one-time-only Led Zeppelin reunion at a charity concert. And I wonder if they'll get the big payday if it's a charity concert.
Yeah, probably not. Those are the only kinds of things they've done before is the, you know, Atlantic Records 25th anniversary party and things like that. They have not taken the big paycheck yet. They played Live Aid, of course.
Right.
But, I mean, they could make $1 billion on a world tour if they wanted to.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is, yes.
And I think that's true.
You can make that play in nickel slots here at the Mandalay Bay, I think.
Progressive.
Kevin and I were at Hooters last night going to see the Bobby Slayton show, and we were walking by the high rollers there at Hooters, and there was a woman furiously pumping coins into a slot machine, and I looked at what the grand prize jackpot Progressive would be if she won.
You know, they put them all together into one big grand prize.
And there's a big flashing neon sign over the machine saying what you could win. You could win well over $1,000. if you did the best you possibly could do on that slot machine.
That's really hitting the jackpot.
Well over $1,000. I said, Kevin, that's when you make the call, man. Just tell your boss you're not coming in because you
never have to work again.
I hit the Hooters jackpot for $1,000. I'm done.
I'm
taking a private jet home.
Is it worth your time to even play?
No, that's what I'm saying. No, this woman could not be more focused on this machine. The best she could do was win $1,042.
With the same amount of effort, you could win $40 million down the street.
Exactly.
Yes. Wow.
That's what I'm trying to say. Today's celebrity birthdays, Roger Waters. Speaking of classic rock bands, he, of course, the singer-bassist for Pink Floyd. He's 64 years old today.
Guy wrote all the songs, then they fired him.
Right.
Pink Floyd goes out, is still the biggest act in the world, still sells stadiums everywhere, and he's played like the House of Blues.
Yeah. He was at the Hooters. He was right next to her playing of Bobby. He was opening for Bobby.
There you go.
Actor-comedian Jeff Foxworthy, the host of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, he's 49 years old today. Macy Gray is 37. Dolores O'Riordan from The Cranberries is 36. Nina Persson of The Cardigans is 33. Do we have any?
We don't. I'm sorry.
We don't have any Cardigans today?
Nope.
We don't have time for a little...
Sorry, we're out of time.
No. Remember your classic interview with The Cardigans?
I don't.
Just give me a little Nina.
You mean the worst interview ever when one of the band members fell asleep?
In your long history... of being a fixture on Southern California radio.
Yeah.
You have had some horrible interviews.
Certainly. Yeah.
But I still think this has to be, if you went back and did a top 10 countdown, I think your interview with would have to be number one.
I went to Norway, you know, and they had the IKEA. The IKEA was huge. Was it huge?
Can you please stop talking about Norway?
Nina, you've been here for 15 minutes. You're already tired of Norway? But
Kevin jumped in to save me.
Do you guys, I don't know where I'm going with this.
But then I was there as the backstop to save him.
And okay.
And then, of course, the post game.
Nina, this morning's interview with Kevin and Bean, would you say it was the most fun you've ever had?
No.
Yeah. It's a classic.
In our defense,
never get tired.
She was giving one-word answers, and we were out by 40 seconds into this.
So it's their fault.
Yes.
Well, the drummer who fell asleep during the interview was their fault. I'll tell you that.
The bad carpenter always blames his tools. That's all I know. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Carrie Hart going for the back. Carrie Hart just free fell from 40 feet in the sky. Carrie Hart has just done a backflip.
He came into our studio here in Las Vegas at the Mandalay Bay Sportsbook on his hands, walking on his hands. I mean, that's how much this dude's into action. Ladies and gentlemen, from Hart & Huntington Tattoo at the Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas, so awesome to have him. We're here in his town, and Carrie Hart has joined us on the Gravity Truck Rock.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, dude, how are you?
Good, yeah. It's cool to have you guys in my town.
This town hasn't chewed you up and spit you out yet because we keep having this conversation every time we come, and Ralph and Kevin say if they lived here, they'd be dead within 48 hours.
Well, Vegas is actually such a small town. There's really only a handful of places to go. It's not like a bigger city like L.A., Orange County, all that. I mean, you do everything 20 times and you're kind of over it.
Oh, so you pretty much...
See, because I grew up here.
I've been here since I was 4 years old. Yeah. So I've seen everything and done everything so many times. It's like...
Do you like what Las Vegas has become because it is so different from when you were coming up? Or do you miss the old days?
I think it's there's a happy medium. You know what I mean? I think it's great that it's bringing a family element, and it's it appeals to younger people, older people. You know, people want to spend money. People want to come out on the budget. So I like that about it. You know, and then it's also starting to get pushed more where people are coming out here for the lake, for the mountains, for off road riding. It's not just sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
We were at the new club LAX in the Luxor.
Yeah.
And came out after that, 12:30 or something like that. And it was good to see a mob from the Midwest with a little kid. Maybe three years old. 12:30 in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that killer?
In a casino. Yeah. Nice.
Mom and dad are at the blackjack table, and the kid's running around like on a long T-shirt.
So we say to Carrie, we're catching up. He's like, what'd you guys do last night? I'm like, well, we went to the gun range. We shot some AK-47s. He's like, oh, yeah, I've done that. I've done it a lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
Are there a lot of places like that? Because this is the first one we've been to in Las Vegas.
There's three of them. There's one literally right down the street from my house where I go through a lot of ammo. And it's actually fun out here, too, because you can just go out in the desert and just let loose on burned-up cars and anything.
Nice. Is that legal?
Yeah.
No kidding.
You just got to be 1,000 feet from a residential house.
Can we do that today?
Let's go.
What's,
I got an arsenal in my house.
I'm not kidding, by the way. I will blow the hell out of a car. What's your weapon of choice, Gary?
I just got a new Desert Eagle.
And what's that? Forgive me.
It's just the biggest... hand rocket pretty much out there. It's a big 50 caliber handgun.
Oh,
so yeah, it's,
we saw the 50 caliber shells last night.
Yeah.
And the guy, and by the way, we went to the Las Vegas gun. What's it called, Alex?
The gun store,
Las Vegas, right? And we went there, and they're all ex or current military or law enforcement. And they were telling us this 50 caliber bullet that you're talking about pulverizes a person.
Oh, yeah.
They just disintegrate if they get hit.
Yeah, I got a handgun on my nightstand.
A handgun?
Yeah.
On your nightstand?
Yeah. Coming near your house.
I live out in the middle of nowhere, so.
Some poor sucker is going to break into your house, and he's going to wish he hadn't.
So want that to happen, don't you?
I do. I really do.
Self-defense. Now, what's new at Hart and Huntington Tattoo? You got a second season on the air with the TV show now?
We're actually starting to tape our new show, I guess you'd call it. We've gotten away from ink. We're starting to do Heart Luck Life now, which is a little bit more of a lifestyle show. It's still going to be heavily on the tattoo shops, which now I have four shops. Yeah, we're in Orlando at the City Walk, Cabo San Lucas, and Waikiki. Trying to keep an endless summer theme.
Look at you, no kidding.
I don't like the
all
winter.
Warm places.
Yeah. And
so you're telling me when you travel for work, you get up in the morning, you go, what shop do I want to check out today? Cabo San Lucas, Hawaii, Orlando.
Hey, work's tough. Someone's got
to
do it.
Now, when you say you don't like the winter, is that because you're used to the heat, or is it because you've been injured a lot of times and it makes it hurt more?
It's a combine of all of it. My body hurts so bad in the wintertime, I can barely get out of bed. So I got to stay somewhere warm. Warm is always fun. I like winter, I like summer sports.
Have you seen any difference in tattoos in terms of what people are asking for, coming in for? I mean, are you getting a different crowd because they all see you on TV now?
Yeah, the nice thing is people are getting, like we were talking about outside, they're getting away from the flaming tribal bands and, you know, the fairy on the butt. I think people have learned a lot and have evolved a lot.
Hold on, was that a gay joke? What just happened?
No, like the girls that want Tinkerbell on their butt. You know,
kind of fairy on the butt. Yeah, okay, I gotcha. Yeah.
So
you worried us there for a second.
Yeah. No, I think people are learning a lot, you know, from all the tattoo shows that are out there. Like, okay, you can actually think this through, and it's not about just the tribal man.
Right.
Right.
Not offense to anybody has a tribal band out there. I mean, everyone makes mistakes. I covered up my first tattoo, so it's all good.
We had Kat Von D in a couple of weeks ago. You know, she was the Miami Ink, and now she's got the LA Ink. And she has some of the worst tattoos you've ever seen in your life, doesn't regret any of them. She says, that's just where I was at that time. That's what I wanted at that time. And it looks stupid now, but it's a good memory for me.
A lot of tattooists, I mean, they learn the hard way because they're apprenticing in a tattoo shop, and they're the guinea pig. And so they usually get
it
really crappy
like
tattoos.
It looks like she turned to grade school. Or loose with a tattoo. Just put something on my arm. That's fine.
I got a buddy of mine who did this horrible like dragon sleeve and had no desire to finish it. So he had a tattoo. It's just outline. So he had the tattooist go in and put numbers in a color chart, like color by numbers.
Oh my God.
And he's done. And the tattoo's finished.
Lightning, you haven't gotten a tattoo since we've been in Las Vegas. You're slowing down. What's going on with that?
Come on in.
Hey, all right.
We're open till 2.
We'd like to put a lightning bolt on his forehead.
There you go.
Would that work? Okay,
yeah,
good.
Definitely.
Excellent.
All right. We got to take a quick break. Kerry Hart is here. Hart and Huntington Tattoo, of course, the Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas. Now, the Palms is where the MTV Video Music Awards are going to be this weekend, right?
Yeah, that place is going to be a circus this weekend.
No
yes, it is.
Kidding.
Have fun.
And from what I understand about the show, it's not in one venue where you just sit and watch the whole show. It's all over the whole hotel, right?
Yeah, I heard they're doing in all the different theme suites, they're having different artists perform, which it'll look great on TV.
Foo Fighters is going to be one of them and a bunch of other
artists.
Yeah,
Timberlake.
Okay, good deal. All right, we'll talk more with Kerry when we come back right after this on the World Famous K-Rock. Hey!
Hey!
Needs nice.
That was a good one, right?
Yep.
All right. It's Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's 9:28. We're in Las Vegas. Kerry Hart lives here part of the week. You go back and forth pretty much, do you, Kerry?
Yeah, all right. All over.
Hart and Huntington Tattoo. We talked about it, the Palms Casino Resort, the best place in Las Vegas if you're coming, you want a tattoo. But this dude has so many other things going on. You still got the race team, right?
Yep, still got the race team. Got a four-man supermoto team.
Okay. And now you're talking about opening up a nightclub, too?
Yeah, I'm doing a nightclub in the Hard Rock Hotel. I'm actually
Fantastic.
Really excited about it.
Dude, in the Hard Rock.
Where's it going to be? Body English is like downstairs, right?
We're actually taking over the whole entire sidebar. So when you walk into the club, it'll be the big front facade of the nightclub. Because they're doing a huge expansion over there. They're doing like 2,500 rooms and new music venue and all kinds of stuff. So
now,
we're the first thing.
How do you think, you know what? I've been successful doing this with the tattoo shops. I'm going to open a nightclub.
Well, honestly, the idea came, with me being from Las Vegas. Everything in Vegas, I mean, not to knock it, but everything in Vegas is, you know, big mega clubs, shiny shirts, techno music, you know, like this big overdone production. So originally I wanted to do a very grimy, dirty rock bar in the downtown area, like down the art district.
Right.
we're kicking that idea around, and it just really wasn't making sense yet. I mean, the downtown area is still a few years off. So I have a great relationship with the guys at Hard Rock. You know, Randy, the president over there, and Phil Schley is one of my best friends. So I go, listen, this is the concept I want to do. It fits in perfect here. And what it is, it's just a, it's a true gritty rock bar. It's something that Vegas has never had. You know, it's like perfect example. Like, you guys just played Green Day. They were here about a year and a half ago. Tour manager hit me up like, hey, what's going on in Vegas? What's there to do? We're, you know, we're playing a big show at MGM. We want to hang out. I don't know where to send them. I can't imagine sending Billy Joe to
the Drake
Pure
after hours.
Yeah,
at like
4
a.m.
Yeah, give him a shiny shirt and send him, you know, send him over to Pure. So
send him to Crave, dude. That's the answer.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's where I'm going to start sending everybody in Vegas.
There you go. So that's how we kind of came up with. We
Isn't that
do
weird
like a
though
champ.
In a town that has so much that that has been so seriously neglected?
Well, the thing is for the longest time there wasn't a good music scene here. It just is in recent years, especially now with Hard Rock or with the Palms doing the Pearl Lounge. Now you have two really strong, actually three with House of Blues. You have three strong music venues here, so now you're getting a good flow of artists coming through. So, with that said, like we want to do something where, okay, great, you know, you got Aerosmith playing the MGM Arena, but afterwards we want to have a place where they can go. It's dark, beat up wood floors, got small intimate stage set up, so they want to jump up and jam. It's like cool. The old days of, you know, Sunset Boulevard back in the 70s and 80s.
When's that going to open, do you think?
We're shooting for New Year's. We should be open for New Year's, at least for the night for New Year's, and then we'll be open full-time Super Bowl weekend.
Oh, check Fantastic. You out. That's awesome. Now, Lightning says he was talking to you before you came on the air. By the way, we apologize for that because,
oh my God,
your whole life has to be, how can I get away from guys like Lightning?
How much do you like motorcycles? Seriously, are motorcycles the best?
Let's talk about tattoos more. He said there's a story we need to ask you about a fire, and I have no idea where that leads us.
Yeah, I've had a very interesting year. I mean, with the good comes the bad. With the race team that I had or have in the middle of the season, about a month before X Games, we had a 50-foot concept, or, you know, big massive trailer and 8 race bikes and the whole 9 inside. We're on our way to Salt Lake for a race, and the thing sparked up on the highway and literally burned to the ground.
The whole thing?
Yeah. Lost, our trailer. It was about $350,000. Lost all 8 race bikes, spare parts, gear. I mean, everything was gone.
Wow.
And so
it's like God's giving you the middle finger.
pretty much.
So, why not just kill you?
Why not just run me over the trailer? How's that?
Now you got insurance on stuff like that, but
that's the sticky part, you know. It's like the whole Katrina thing, you know. There, it wasn't written as a commercial policy; it was written as a personal policy.
That's what insurance companies do, is look for every way to not have to pay you.
So I had to cash flow the whole thing to get us back out, because we had X Games 4 weeks later, and I had two of my guys in X, so that was a nice check. So, but we're back on the road. We got a
You raced on that Saturday at Home Depot, didn't you?
Yeah,
I saw you there. That was cool.
How much more racing are you going to do?
You know what? I mean, actually, it's kind of cool, because you guys have seen me through you know, good times and bad times, and I'm feeling pretty healthy right now. This week, you know.
Except that it hurts so bad sometimes you can't get out of bed,
I got to keep moving.
Like, when it's cold.
If I sit still, that's when I start to hurt. So I figure, you know what, I'm in good shape right now, and Supermoto is a little less impactful than freestyle motocross.
Right.
So I'm having fun.
What'd you make of the story of the year at X Games this year about the kid in Michigan or something, or Ohio, the guy that came out with no sponsors, just wearing a t-shirt basically to try to do that double backflip? Was that unbelievable that he tried that?
Unbelievable is the word for it. You know,
what was his name? Mitchell? Something Mitchell?
Scott
Mitchell, maybe?
Scott Mitchell.
The only thing, I mean, I'm glad that, you know, I'm glad that he's in one piece. I'm glad he didn't get banged up too bad. The only thing that I don't like about the whole situation is, you know, for people that don't know, we're coming off a horrible injury that happened to Stephen Murray, who's a BMX rider.
Right.
I mean, paralyzed, first time it's happened in the BMX world. And literally that same night, Jake Brown dropped from 50 feet, and luckily he didn't die.
His shoes, do you remember seeing that?
Shoes fell off. Yeah.
No, they didn't fall off. They exploded.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Oh, it looked horrible.
And then to have someone kind of come out of left field who has no proven, I mean, he's not doing the contest series. He's not an established name. I mean, going
it's just
for
like
something
a fan
like,
coming out of the stands is all he was.
You know, it really is. It's like me saying, well, because I watch big wave surfing, I'm going to get towed in over at the North Shore.
Right.
It makes about that much sense.
Right.
I'm good at the video game, so I can go surf.
There was also sort of a feeling that they didn't really want this unknown guy to come in and repeat what Travis
had
done.
And that's the thing, too. Is like, I mean, you got guys who are, you know, like Twitch and like all the guys that you guys know.
Right.
I mean, this is a lifelong commitment. I mean, they practice, they train. If you're that good and you're that able to pull off these technical tricks, then go out and do the series.
Right.
Go start off the Dew Tour and work your way up and get legitimately invited. I mean, submitting a video on YouTube, I don't think was the best way to invite somebody. But
doesn't seem like it.
But
yeah.
The, I mean, but I'm glad that he's in one piece and he's safe. And I mean, I want to see the guy come out and compete, but. You know, pay your dues.
Right. Yeah. That's a good point. All right. I guess we got to leave it there because unfortunately we're running out of time. But
the new show quickly.
Yes. Let's talk about that.
The new show is called Heart Luck Life.
Heart Luck Life.
We
okay.
start. We're getting ready to start taping here pretty soon, and it'll be airing next summer. And it's gonna be more of a lifestyle show. I mean, it still has the elements of Inked, but a little bit more lifestyle driven. It's gonna cover Wasted Space at the Hard Rock, the nightclub, mm-hmm. and all my tattoo shops and just life in general. I mean, like you guys know, I mean,
the race team.
I mean, everything's just so crazy right now, and we have so much fun stuff going on. It's just going to be a really cool lifestyle documented show.
Don't you hate, though, having cameras around you so much?
Yeah, it's when you want them there, it's fun and great to have them, and when you don't, like when you're having a bad day and you really don't want a camera stuffed in your face.
That's when you get out the gun. Get out the weapon.
That's right.
Back them right the hell off.
That's why I got the 50 cal.
He's got an answer for your camera, doesn't he? He does. All right. Well, Carrie Hart has, he owns the world pretty much. We're just happy to have this tiny, tiny slice of his time here this morning. He is perhaps the next president of the United States, ladies and gentlemen. Carrie Hart joining us here in Las Vegas.
That's somebody I would vote for.
Yeah, no kidding.
Absolutely.
Awesome to see you. Thank you so much. Say hi to the wife for us, too.
This is the hardest finger I can give you. It's the most intense finger I can flip your way.
Why are you giving me the middle finger, Ralph?
Because we hate everything you are.
I'm going to go back to the room and watch Barry Manilow on DVD.
That's why you get the hardest finger I can throw. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's K-Rock at 9:45, and time for What to Do, Nephew.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What
to
do, what to do, what to do.
What to do, nephew.
So, what to do.
What to do, nephew.
Toll free, 1-800-520-1067. I almost get the impression, and I hope I'm not just reading incorrectly on this, that you guys don't enjoy traveling with me. That's the feeling I'm getting just from what you guys are saying here during the song.
I can clear that up. We don't enjoy spending any time with you anywhere.
How about 50?
It's not just traveling.
Right.
How about 50 free songs on iTunes? And don't forget, every Tuesday is New Music Tuesday on iTunes. Also, a brand new custom limited edition Kevin Bean sanctioned What It Do K-Rock bottle opener at 1-800-520-1067. How about Carlos? He's in North Collywood. He's got a question about our time here.
North Collywood?
North Collywood.
Is that what it sounded like?
That's not a regular Collywood.
Are you drinking, Bean?
What a do, dude. Hi, Carlos. Good morning. What's your question?
All right. Well, what a do, baby boo, by the way.
Hello.
My question is, since you guys are in Vegas, parting it up the whole time, Kevin, in your drunken stupor, have you come up to what you think is a female, talk some game, and turn out to be some kind of tranny or transvestite out in Vegas?
Were you watching me?
Well, there is a video camera on you all the time, and that one looked a little questionable.
That's freaking scary.
Kevin hit on a tranny last night.
But I knew he was a tranny.
That's right. I saw the bulge and said, that's for me.
I prefer that.
Carlos, that is a very legitimate question, and I'm going to tell you that I'm filing a complaint with somebody.
What?
That Kevin has not been drinking nearly enough on this trip.
But dude,
he really has.
Just night one. Last night was just night one.
I know, but.
He's going to die.
But he's so much more fun when he
drinks. But my fear is, last time I was out of my mind drunk. We were only there 2 days. This time we're staying through the weekend and broadcasting
Monday.
You got
to pace yourself.
Yes.
Or die. Pace yourself or die. Those are the two options.
Look, Kevin is the little snowball rolling down the hill.
Yes.
He starts off with a little snowball, just a little bit, and then just builds up speed and momentum and picks up mass. And by the end, he's crushing small villages with his drunkenness. Don't worry about it.
Let's go down to El Monte on line 4, and Greg joins us. Greg, what'd it do, nephew?
What'd it do, guys? How you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Hey, I wanted to talk about Cody Fault, by the way. What'd it do, mommy? I wanted to talk about Cody Paul. He's actually a 9-year-old running back who supposedly is going to be recruited by USC, or is going to be recruited by USC.
A 9-year-old.
A 9-year-old.
And where does he play? And how big is he?
I don't know how big he is, but he's a big phenom on YouTube. He's actually on everybody's MySpace page. And there was go ahead.
You're talking about USC drafting a third or fourth grader?
No.
That's what you're talking about, right?
Well, That's what I'm talking about.
You can't recruit anybody until they're
sign a letter of intent
in high school.
I can't write.
Just make an X with a crayon.
Where do they have to be before you can actually sign them, Ralph? They got to be at least like a junior
college,
high school.
High school junior.
Yeah.
High school junior, yeah. So anything that they would get from intent now would be meaningless. It wouldn't be binding in any way.
But this guy is awesome.
What's his name?
Cody Paul. C-O-T-Y.
Awesome. He's nine. What's he tearing up the Pop Warner League?
All right. Well, thank you for the tip. We have not seen that yet, but we will check it out.
Look for it.
That sounds like a good one. We appreciate the call.
That crushed like an 8-year old. He just knocked an 8-year old on his ass.
That sounds like a good one.
He was drunk.
I wish. Like it.
Let's try Natalie.
I'm going to North Hollywood. We need another drink.
Natalie is in Diamond Bar. Natalie, hi. You're on the Kevin Beach Show. What it do?
Hey, guys. What it do? Hi, Lisa May.
Hello, Natalie.
What's
happening? Hey. Okay. So I got a Criss Angel douche story for you guys.
Yes.
Yes. We're in the perfect town for
always
it.
Always like that. So the other day, my boyfriend's watching Mind Freak, and I pass by, and I keep hearing the word sucka, sucka, sucka with a stupid accent.
Don't be
a sucka.
And I'm, yes. Right. And did you guys see it? He goes,
no, we didn't see it.
A whole episode about how people get suckered and how there's a bunch of scams going on and how magic and psychics and mediums and all that could be easily.
Oh, yeah.
That's where that. That's where that drop came from. That's that show with him talking about don't be a sucker.
People being sucked.
But isn't he the biggest scam of all?
Yes.
That's what I thought. I thought, why are you showing people that you can scam them and then have a whole TV show on the magic and psychic and all that crap that you normally do?
Nobody pretends like he can do real stuff more than Criss Angel does.
Yeah.
I know.
Were you watching the show with your boyfriend?
You know what? I started to TiVo it because I wanted to see what he was doing. And then he started to say, no, we'll get this one. Then he goes, you know, if you want to have the success that I have, the beautiful women, the beautiful cause, all the money. I was like, what are you doing?
he's going to teach you the secret. Teach you the secret of life, right?
Like women getting out of the car and bikinis and stuff. And then at the end, he made it look like he lost his one of those bling necklaces.
The stupid Criss Angel circle.
And they played a joke on one of his assistants or managers?
His producer. They made.
She's pulling money out of her bank account, writing bad checks, all kinds of stuff. He's like, ah, I got you.
I'm not paying that back. I'm not paying you back for that. I was like, yeah,
she was a sucker.
Well, Natalie, I'm glad you called. We're right across the street from the Luxor. We may have to stop by and pay Mr. Angel a visit.
I want to go over and buy a Criss Angel necklace. Apparently, he's got a merchandise store over there. I want to see if I can get some CA bling, you know?
Yes. Let's close with Ryan. He's in L.A. on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ryan calling about a very sensitive subject here on the Kevin and Bean Show. What it do, nephew?
What it do? How's it going, Lisa May?
Good, Ryan.
Ding.
I just want to give you guys some encouragement and some advice about your mustache challenge there. So,
I'd like to hear about that.
We did something similar at a bachelor party. The bachelor wanted us all to grow mustaches out for our trip to Vegas. So
right.
We did that, and let me tell you, single entities, no good. Chicks were just shooting us down left and right, but together we were like Voltron, and it was just a power to be reckoned with.
No, I'm gonna, power of the pack. Interesting.
Voltron.
I'm going to say no, you weren't. That's what I'm going to say.
A bunch of guys with mustaches, all of a sudden you're like Ocean's 13, though. You're cool if it's a bunch of you.
No.
It was great. It was great.
No.
You know, like
a bunch of guys with mustaches is the village people.
What was that?
Yeah, by the way, that's the difference between guys and girls. No girls are going to go, you know what we should do? We should grow mustaches before we go to Vegas.
Yeah! And no girl, by the way, saying, I wouldn't do any one of those guys with a mustache, but as a group of five, they're really hot with mustaches.
Let's go do that.
I'm glad Ryan called because...
Don't have time for that
after
today.
Tomorrow we'll handle this topic.
No time for today.
We'll tackle this topic tomorrow.
All I know is that Benedict Arnold lives. That's the only thing I could tell you here this morning. That's not just a Revolutionary War figure, all right? I want to thank our special guest on today's show, Bobby Slayton. He is, of course, the pit bull of comedy. You can see him at the Hooters Las Vegas at the Night Owl Showroom. We all saw the show last night.
You didn't see the show. You didn't go. You're watching Power of 10.
You're in bed by 6.
866-LV-HOOTS, which is a great phone number. And also, that's the actual number there.
You're making that up.
Nope. Also, thanks to Carrie Hart for joining us, too. Hart and Huntington Tattoo at the Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas. And don't forget, he's got his new show, which is... I guess not coming on for a while.
Oh, good.
That's a hell of a sell.
Call 1-800-HEART-HOOTS
if you'd like to hear more about his show.
Good work on that one. We're going to be in Vegas tomorrow morning.
Maybe.
Broadcasting from Mandalay Bay. We're going to talk to Robert Walker, who's the director of race and sportsbook at the MGM in Mandalay Bay. He's the head of the sportsbook.
He's the guy who makes it all possible.
So we have many questions for him. We are going to go next door to the Luxor, maybe, perhaps.
It's a little shopping in the Criss Angel Mall over there.
I don't know what this is. What's Lisa?
It's a piece of paper you're reading over?
No, I'm saying, what is Lisa's?
Oh, yeah, I booked
Lisa's secret break. What is that?
What are you talking about? No, no, no.
That's not to be trusted.
I got a little something, something for me and the ladies.
But what?
No. It's going to be good. Yeah.
Me and the ladies. It's just you. There's no ladies.
Well, there's Alex.
There's Alex.
That's what I said. There's no ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you just wait and see?
Lightning, did you tell her she could book a guest?
No, but I did have...
Somehow it happened.
Lisa!
Well, then you don't do that. You don't book guests.
Come on.
Just to go off the reservation and do your own booking?
Do I try and go off and do traffic all willy-nilly? No.
Well, that takes talent.
Oh.
Booking guests, not so hard.
All right, Movie Beat. Movie Beat also tomorrow. It's Friday morning. We're going to talk about sports bars for football in Southern California.
This is the weekend where everyone's teams will be playing. And if you live in Southern California, odds are you came here from someplace else. That's just a fact. And you don't know where to go to watch your home team. But there are sports bars all over Los Angeles that focus on and feature teams from all over the country. So we'll tell you where you can go to see your favorite team.
Except the Texans, right? They don't have a bar.
They don't have a bar.
They can't.
No.
They don't have a team.
They got one guy with a watchman in a parking lot with a warm 40-ounce. That's all there is.
So we had a list for a long time, but we think it's outdated. So we're going to come up with some new ones tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show and more tickets for the K-Rock LA Invasion.
All I guess I'm saying is that some guys stick together. I mean, that's
all I'm saying
my
is...
point. That's that...
That's right. Don't give me no back talk.
Listen, we don't rate a copy of the music that Kat is going to be playing next hour, but I'm going to guess it involves the Red Hot Chili Peppers, mm-hmm. maybe some Linkin Park.
I'll be playing the Plain White Tees.
Probably some Green Day.
Sublime?
And maybe some Sublime. All straight ahead as 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock continues right after this on the world-famous K.